Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending the war in Ukraine continues. Following weekend talks in Florida with Ukrainian officials, presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner head to Russia. The BBC's Sean Dilley says that President Trump is hoping for a breakthrough.
The president struck a positive tone as he prepared to board Air Force One. He said he wanted to stop people being killed, and he believed Russia wanted to see it ended too. President Trump confirmed that his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, would travel to Moscow this week to continue talks with Russia. But with Kyiv having ruled out ceding more territory or limiting the size of its military, the future shape of any peace agreement with Russia remains unclear. This morning, President Zelensky will be in Paris for talks with the French President Emmanuel Macron.
There were more Russian attacks over the weekend. The Ukrainian capital, Kiev, was targeted once again. President Trump confirms he has talked with Venezuelan President Maduro.
After weeks of threatening military action on Venezuelan soil, the president told reporters that, yes, he had spoken with Maduro. However, he offered no details of the phone call, saying he didn't want to comment on it. The New York Times first reported that the two leaders spoke earlier in November and discussed a possible meeting in the U.S. On Saturday, Donald Trump warned that Venezuela's airspace should be considered closed in its entirety. But then on Sunday night, he said, "Don't read anything into those comments." Greg Clugston, Washington.
No suspects in custody in a deadly weekend mass shooting in Stockton, California. Happened at a kid's birthday party in a banquet hall. Several children among the four people who were killed. Post-Thanksgiving travelers encountering hundreds of flights delayed or canceled into and out of Chicago following a winter storm in the Great Lakes region. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 197 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have an early problem in Pikesville this morning. It's a wreck blocking the southbound side of Reisterstown Road right at the Beltway from there down to Old Court Road. You have access to the Beltway below the light at Hooks Lane, but if you have to continue south of there, you'll have to take Hooks Lane over to Park Heights Avenue and then down to Old Court Road as the detour route. The cleanup is still underway. Maybe we'll get some lanes open in the next half an hour or so. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a wreck on the eastern shore near the Kent Narrows Bridge, eastbound on Route 50, and it's in the left-hand lane after the Kent Narrows Bridge, and there is some minor slowing there at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy to start with a wintry mix developing late, lows falling to near 30. We'll start things off with a snow, sleet, and rain mix early Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, a meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Bowley's Quarters and 32 in Randallstown. I'm Maggie Hunter with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. President Trump says he will be in Baltimore December 13th for the annual Army-Navy football game at M&T Bank Stadium. He announced the visit during a Thanksgiving call to service members days after renewed attention on his past criticism of Baltimore's crime rate. Navy enters the rivalry matchup at 9-2 while Army comes in at 6-5. The president previously clashed with Governor Moore and Mayor Brandon Scott over remarks about deploying the National Guard Beauregard through Baltimore. A woman from Pennsylvania died Sunday after a dump truck crossed the center line and hit her vehicle on Route 97, according to Maryland State Police. Troopers say the accident happened in the 3,000 block of Littlestown Pike, with the northbound truck veered into oncoming traffic and struck her Dodge Ram. The driver of the dump truck was not hurt. Deputies from Carroll County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. Your Merrill Lottery pick 3 was 686, the pick 4, 4458. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC. Number 1566.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, Steeler Week in these parts gets off to a bang today, especially after yesterday's result in Pittsburgh.
Rodgers surrounded by Bosa, and the ball comes out, and Binford has it, and the Bills have a scoop and score to start the second half. And Rodgers is hurt.
Well, sweet was that for Ravens fans. Jim Nantz had the call on CBS that Buffalo defense stymied Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers offense all night, limiting Pittsburgh to just 43 plays and 166 yards of total offense in a 26-7 romp over Pittsburgh, setting up a showdown for first place in the North next week right here in Baltimore. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders, with his first home start, made extremely uncomfortable by the San Francisco 49ers.
Purdy to the end zone, caught for the touchdown, grabbed by Juwan Jennings.
Kevin Harlan had the call on CBS. Shedeur Sanders, no turnovers, one touchdown pass, but it wasn't enough as the Niners beat the Cleveland Browns 26-8. Cleveland announcing Shedeur will remain quarterback one for now. And finally, in D.C. last night, in case you missed it, overtime, the Commanders going for two, trailing 27-26 for the win.
Washington for the win. Mariota has it rejected by Bonino. And Denver has won 9 in a row.
Call by Mike Tirico on NBC. Nick Bonino with the pass deflection. And the Commanders go down 27-26 to the Broncos. Washington now 3-9 on the season. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles make a move to bolster their bullpen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, December 1st, 2020.
5? Where did November go? It's crazy, isn't it? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We're back at it here again today here on Casey and Company. And boy, we had lots to talk about here this morning. But our top story here today is the attack on two National Guardsmen right before Thanksgiving. A specialist, Sarah Beckstrom, and specialist Andrew Wolf were both shot, and unfortunately, Sarah Beckstrom succumbed from her injuries, and she was murdered by an Afghan national who was led in by Joe Biden, unvetted, unscreened, part of a CIA zero unit. Gee, isn't that interesting? That he was part, and his brother too. His brother was part of this CIA zero unit. He's living here in the United States. So I hope the heck they're vetting him and screening him. Here's President Trump with the unfortunate announcement of a specialist, Sarah Beckstrom from West Virginia, her passing on around Thanksgiving Day.
Yesterday, we literally had no incidents for many months. It was the safest place imaginable, and this is a different kind of crime. This is a really bad crime. Millions of Americans are praying for those heroes and their families, and I must unfortunately tell you that just seconds before I went on, right now, I heard that Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, one of the guardsmen that we're talking about, highly respected, young, magnificent person, started service in June of 2023, outstanding in every way, she's just passed away. She's no longer with us. She's looking down at us right now. Her parents are with her. It's just happened. She was savagely attacked. She's dead. She's not with us. Incredible person. Outstanding in every single way, in every department. That's horrible. As you know, the other young man is fighting for his life. He's in very bad shape. He's fighting for his life, and hopefully we'll get better news with respect to him. And the monster that did this is also in serious condition. But we won't even talk about him. As you may know, DHS has confirmed that the...
Yeah, so there you have it. The monster survived. A specialist, Beckstrom, who volunteered. She's single. She volunteered for Thanksgiving duty so that other National Guardsmen could be at home with their families. She was had a mortal head wound, and Specialist Wolf, who is in critical condition, there are signs that he's improving, but he's not out of the woods, not out of danger yet. And here we go. We have in Joe Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, it was Operation Allies Welcome. And yes, there were some Afghans that did help us fight the Taliban. But again, none of them were vetted for entry into the United States. They were vetted for fighting with a unit in Afghanistan. There's a whole big difference between fighting with that unit and coming to the United States and having to assimilate here. So we'll get into that. We'll hear from U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro coming up in just a second. But this is, once again, the lunatic left opening up our borders to criminal illegal aliens. And now over 90,000 Afghan nationals are in this country. Many of them are ticking time bombs. And the Trump administration is going to have a lot of heavy lifting on their hands to try to get this one under control. 6:13, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We still have the lane blockage on Reisterstown Road, primarily southbound. If you're coming down from Hooks Lane to the Beltway from there, down to Old Court Road, big wreck there in the last hour or so. Most of the southbound lanes are still blocked, so that local traffic, unless you're getting onto the Beltway right there, you have to go over to Hooks Lane to Park Heights Avenue and then make your move to and from the Beltway there and down to Old Court Road. The accident on the Kent Narrows Bridge, or actually just east of there on eastbound Route 50 on the eastern shore, now has cleared. All the lanes are open. There's a new wreck reported on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County on the outer loop at Route 50, and the initial reports are saying it's blocking the two inside lanes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Channel, Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today. 45 for the high today, overnight low near 30. Wintry mix moving into the area tomorrow. Tuesday starts with snow, sleet, freezing rain, and then turns over to all rain later in the day in the low 40s. And right now we're 33 and clear in Annapolis, 29 degrees in Columbia. And we're talking about this horrific attack in D.C. Just blocks, really, from the White House. By the way, I do want to thank Jeff McDonald for doing a great job on Thanksgiving Day and on the day after. He and Michelle holding down the fort here while the rest of us were off on holiday. So thanks to Jeff again. Great shows. Great job to Jeff and Michelle, who was producing that day. But again, this horrific attack, you know, you could see it coming. The demonization of ICE agents, of federal agents, of the National Guard by people like the Seditious Six. Alyssa Slotkin, we'll get to her at the top of the hour, along with the astronaut who apparently never came back from space, Mark Kelly, again, doubling down yesterday, predicting that there was going to be violence. I mean, really, what are the odds of a unit called the Zero Unit? These were Afghan nationals that were recruited to fight against the Taliban, and that's what they were vetted for, to fight against the Taliban, not to come to the United States and to assimilate here. But we'll hear from Christy Noem a little bit later on this morning where this guy was radicalized and how he was radicalized, et cetera. But this kind of attack is look, we had an incident over the weekend in New York where a Muslim man, an Afghan national, said that they will not rest until every home in the United States has Islam in it. In Philadelphia, more problems with Muslims and Afghan nationals and refugees, etc., who have no intention to assimilate. Now, there are some people here that they came here that are, you know, that have actually fled and didn't want to stay in Afghanistan any longer, and they love America. But the problem is when you don't vet over 90,000 people properly, when you botch this withdrawal of Afghanistan, which again Joe Biden did, and some people will think, you know, it was incompetence, it was unintentional. No, nothing that the Democrat Party does is incompetent or unintentional. There's a method to their madness, and that method was to have the United States infiltrated by people who want to take down capitalism, who want to take down the system. They wanted to take down the United States as we know it. The country that has been built, the most successful example of capitalism and freedom to the world. It is a constant target by the radical left in this country. That is the enemy within. And of course, the criminal illegal aliens, the cartels. That's why President Trump has taken out the narco boats that the cartels are sending in our way to poison our people and kill our people and kill our young males with fentanyl and everything else. So yeah, this is, again, there is a war going on right now, and most of us don't know it. Okay. And it is not a kinetic war per se, but it's a cultural war. It's a political war. It's an economic war. It is a religious war, and it's going on. It's being waged against us here in our own country. And there is one person alone who can stop this, and that's President Trump. And the problem is the deep state still has its tentacles and clutches around everything. So, again, there should have been vetting. None of these people should have been allowed into this country in the alleged Operation Allies Welcome. But now, of course, this guy's got five children. He drove all the way across country. This National Guard killer, this murderer, and again, I'm not even going to bother with his name. He's just another radical Islamic fundamentalist who gets over here, hates our country, hates America, and does not want to assimilate. Actually, all he wants to do is to kill the kafir, the infidel. And that's exactly what he did. He drove all the way across Washington to Washington, D.C., to attack two National Guardsmen, one still in critical condition. Now, I do want to applaud the National Guardsmen, armed with only a pocket knife that took him down. And that brings up another question. Why isn't every single National Guardsman locked and loaded? We saw this before in Beirut with the Marines in Lebanon. Reagan said that was his biggest mistake. Now, I don't know all the details yet. I think Pete Hegseth has got some answers that he's going to have to provide. The president's going to have to get some answers why a National Guardsman only has a pocket knife. And again, they do not have arrest powers. They're not there to target civilians, on the, no matter what Senator Slotkin has to say. They're there to help basically create a presence and to make sure that the Metropolitan Police Department go and do their jobs. So they're not under a strain of what's happening. And again, largely it was pretty peaceful until this attack. So be forewarned if you're in the National Guard, treat everyone. Unfortunately, treat everyone as they are a potential suspect or a potential attacker. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Oops, no, we don't. We don't have internet this morning. So sorry about that. But you can text into the show. I still have access to the WCBM free mobile phone app. So if you'd like to react that way, you can certainly do that as well. We'll get your calls and comments coming up here in just a second. So now every single Afghan must be vetted in this country. President Trump has put a pause on all migration from third world nations, including Afghanistan, and it is a long overdue. You're listening to Casey and Company. Don't forget our good buddies, Mayor and Mayor. Black Friday sale still going on at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. If you're in the market for an appliance of any site, of any type, rather, or if you're looking to upgrade your entire kitchen, doesn't matter, they're going to cut you a deal. They have incredible customer service. They have a price match guarantee, and they have the best showroom in all of Baltimore. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. and FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Monday morning rush hour, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is in Prince George's County, the outer loop at Route 50. And again, the initial reports about 10 minutes ago indicated road blockage on the two inside lanes. So traffic coming up from Route 214 in Prince George's County on the outer loop, be prepared. Just took another quick look there at the interchange at Reisterstown Road and the Beltway. It looks like now traffic is moving again on Reisterstown Road between the Beltway and Old Court Road. Doesn't mean all the lanes are open, but I see traffic now moving both north and southbound on that section of 140. So that's good news through there. All that impact around the ramps at the Beltway now has cleared. We're picking up some heavier traffic and getting busy south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today, mid-40s for the high, overnight near 30. Tomorrow morning is going to get an interesting wintry mix moving in. Tuesday morning starting with snow, sleet, freezing rain, turning all to rain, and the low 40s by tomorrow afternoon. Right now, clear 29 in Ellicott City. It's 29 in Reisterstown. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro is seeking murder charges, and of course, the Attorney General Pam Bondi will seek the death penalty against this Afghan national that murdered Specialist Sarah Beckstrom in cold blood with a gunshot to the head. And we're waiting to see what additional charges. Hopefully no additional charges on Specialist Wolf as he continues, hopefully, to recover from his wounds. But here is U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro over the weekend.
Let me say one more thing, and it's not about this case. It's about vetting in general. The nonsense that the left gave us with this Operation Welcome Allies. Look, there was no vetting. If you think there was vetting, I have a bridge to sell you. If you saw the chaos that was going on at that airport in Kabul, in Afghanistan, it was typical of what was going on in the Biden administration. And the Pentagon, I believe it was Kirby and people in the Biden administration said the Afghan withdrawal that we all know was disastrous was a success. And that's a quote. They called that a success. That chaos is not a success. That is a nightmare. And 13 American servicemen and women were killed at that airport because the Biden administration couldn't get their facts together and couldn't make a decision regarding the rules of engagement to take down a known suicide bomber. So let's stop namby-pambing around with this, oh, we was vetted. There was no vetted. The welcome mat was thrown down. They even admitted that they short-circuited the vetting. What they did was they brought in 90,000 people into this country that were not vetted. They told us all the other immigrants were vetted. What do we do? Call the FBI in Afghanistan and say, gee, do you have anything on this guy? Did we call Venezuela and say, gee, how about your criminal justice system? What can you tell me about this guy? It's like the 10, 20 million illegals who've been let into this country. We don't know who they are until we suffer the consequences that we have seen in Washington. And I was on that scene. And it is a very sad place. And Sarah Beckstrom and her family did not deserve this. They should have been protected, which is the first order of government. And the left ought to stop their nonsense and recognize that they are not speaking for the American people. They are speaking about ideology and politics. Donald Trump, the president, the attorney general, and myself were interested in the facts, in the prosecution, making people accountable, and rest assured, we will.
You know, Madam.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Several excellent points made by U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro. Paz writes in, I fear there's more to come from the Biden administration's deadly decision to allow foreigners to pour into our country without a vetting process. Good luck finding those terrorist sleeper cells. Well, we did find one of them just recently, and this is in addition to the Afghan national that murdered Specialist Spectrum and wounded Specialist Wolf. An Afghan national was just arrested in Texas for making a terrorist threat, claiming he was building a bomb to blow up Fort Worth. Another vetted Biden Afghan migrant, I put vetted in air quotes there. Will the Islamophobia, will the Islamic fundamentalism never end? Islamic fundamentalism is inconsistent with Western culture, inconsistent with the Western way of life, inconsistent with our Constitution, whether they're coming from Somalia. And President Trump rightfully ending the temporary protected status of Somalis. Out you go. The same for these 90,000 that came into this country until they are all properly vetted. I don't even know how you do that. As Judge Jeanine said, there's no FBI, there's no apparatus or system in Afghanistan or these other third world hellhole countries to vouch for these people. And again, this is the problem. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And by the way, today is the annual observance of World AIDS Day. I just wanted to point that out. Well, here's the
by the way, Elton
really
John, funny. Speaking of that, Elton John said over the weekend that President Trump will go down as the greatest president in history if he can find a cure for AIDS. So that's your little World AIDS Day.
Well, we're all looking for a cure for AIDS. Yeah. This is very important. But here's the question about this character. Why would someone leave a wife? I'm assuming he has one wife. Who knows? Studios with five children all the way in Washington State, schlepping to the other Washington, as we call it here in, from D.C. And the thing, and they had a strange household, no beds, no anything like that. Were they really, was he really operating independently, or was he part of a sleeper cell?
Well, that's a great question.
He had to get money for gasoline to travel all about 3,000 miles distance. All the way from the other corner of the United States. What did he get all that money for, gasoline and arms and all?
Great questions. And I think the FBI with Cash Patel said over the weekend this is a bi-coastal investigation because of him living in Bellingham, Washington. There's apparently some connection to some kind of group in San Diego. So we'll learn more hopefully this week. Those are great questions, Mark, and thank you for asking them. You can do the same at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time once again for the news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Police broke up a car rally early Sunday after drivers were seen doing high-speed donuts at East Preston Street and Guilford Avenue. Video from the neighborhood shows several cars spinning in the intersection and what appears to be a firework tossed into the crowd. Officers responded around 1:28 a.m. and quickly cleared the area. Two men were taken into custody, though police have not said why or whether charges will follow. A man died Saturday after Baltimore County Police found him trapped beneath his own vehicle at Penny Lane and Smith Avenue. Officers arrived around 8 p.m. and emergency crews were able to free him, but he did not survive. Police later identified him as 64-year-old Stephen J. Frank. Investigators believe the incident was accidental, and the department's crash team is reviewing what happened. No further details have been released. And a woman from Pennsylvania died Sunday after a dump truck crossed the center line and hit her vehicle on 97, according to state police. Troopers say the accident happened in the 3,000 block of Littlestown Pike, where the northbound truck veered into oncoming traffic and struck her Dodge Ram. A garage fire broke out Saturday afternoon in Eldersburg, destroying two cars and drawing fire crews from Carroll, Howard, and Baltimore counties. And Maryland State Police say four people were facing murder, arson, and other related charges after emergency crews responded to a suspicious house fire in Washington County. And Baltimore's miracle on 34th Street lit up Hamden this weekend, marking the 78th year as family packed the 700 block to see the longtime holiday tradition. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
At 6:32, on Casey and Company, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So far, so good on the Beltway this morning. Nothing major early on the Parkville side through Pikesville. And even down the west side, we're still okay from Liberty Road moving towards I-70 and down to Route 40 West. A little more traffic now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, but we're still under 5 minutes, both on 895, 95 southbound with the lanes open. The early morning wreck in Pikesville completely clear now, and Reisterstown Road is back open in that area between the Beltway and Old Court Road. You might still have an overhead line crew working there, but right now most of the traffic lanes are getting by. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway still cleaning up. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County at Route 50 and on the left-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy to start with a wintry mix developing late. Lows falling to near 30. We'll start things off with a snow, sleet, and rain mix early Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Well, as difficult as Thursday night's loss to the Bengals was for Ravens fans, there's a lot to be thankful for on the Monday after Thanksgiving, not the least of which, for the moment at least, is Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
Third and goal from the 8.
Look inside.
Allen. Being pushed, and he's driven across for the touchdown. And for the 49th time in his career, he has a game in which he's thrown for a score and run for a score.
It's also Josh Allen's 76th career rushing touchdown, which is a record, breaking the one held by Cam Newton, who had 75. Jim Nantz had the call on CBS, and so it was. 26-7 Buffalo over Pittsburgh. The Bills rushing for 249 yards in the process, the most ever allowed by the Steelers at home. And so now we're set up for a week full of back and forth as the Steelers and Ravens tangle for the AFC North lead and a leg up to the 2025 playoffs. Elsewhere in the NFL, many thought the Rams were the best team in the league coming into the weekend, a top Super Bowl contender for sure. But one guy who wasn't impressed was Carolina quarterback Bryce Young.
2 for 2 today is Carolina. On this crucial fourth down, Young, McMillan, got it! Touchdown, Panthers lead!
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. What a performance by Bryce Young yesterday. He looked like a young Lamar. 3 touchdown passes, and Carolina upsets the Rams 31-28, the final, snapping LA's 6-game winning streak. The college football season is finally over, thankfully, for Maryland. Try as they might, clawing back from a 24-7 deficit at Michigan State on Saturday to close to 24-21. And then this happened.
Lante Brown. The 30-yard line, Alante Brown trying to go the distance, and that's exactly what Brown does. What an answer by the Spartans!
Call on FS1, that's Fox Sports, a 92-yard kickoff return for Alante Brown. It was Dan Helley with the call as the Terps fall to the Spartans 38-28, the final. Turtles closing out a dismal campaign with 8 straight losses to finish 4-8. They are winless in the Big Ten. In the loss, Malik Washington, career highs in all these categories. 38 completions, 61 attempts, 459 passing yards. And finally, the Caps back in action yesterday on Long Island for a Sunday matinee. And they were on the power play midway through the first.
Strome, then Leonard. Ovechkin lying in the weeds. There's Ovechkin. Sweep it down low. Deflection. Score! Pinpoint for Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson had a pair yesterday. Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 4-1 the final over the Islanders. The Caps are hot again. They've won 7 of their last 8. Coming up, the time now is 6:37 when we return the Orioles with a big move for the bullpen.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
It's tough coming back from a long holiday weekend.
Yes, it is. Big sports weekend, too.
Great sports weekend, great weekend in general, and so now we're back. Anyway, hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, didn't you?
Watching football, we did, eating
Lots of football.
Lots of food.
Pro football, college football, yes. Watched some hockey yesterday.
Yeah.
Logan Thompson stood on his head yesterday.
Logan Thompson is having a tremendous year. By the way,
you went to the game Friday.
Yes, that's right. I was going to tell you. So Julie and I went. Julie, it was her first hockey game ever.
Oh,
We had a terrific time. It was a great game. They were losing 2-0 in the second. They came back and won it 4-2. Great rally in the third period. And yeah, we had a great time. It was the first time that I had been to a hockey game really in like 30 years as a fan.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed the experience. And the Caps really do a good job.
Were you rocking the red?
We were rocking the... Well, Julie was rocking the red. Okay, so this is funny. Julia was rocking the red. I was not rocking the red. I did have an opportunity to rock the red by buying a jersey outside for half price,
yeah.
But it wasn't a real jersey.
Okay.
And then I go inside the arena, and the jerseys are $250.
Yes, it's expensive.
So I'm not doing that.
No.
Okay? Just FYI.
Okay.
But we had a blast.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun event. It's a family event. And it's a great venue to watch a hockey game.
They had that feature, Mites on Ice, where the little tykes come
Both
out.
Both my sons played on Mites on Ice.
Mites on Ice is tremendous.
It is a classic.
So fabulous. Real quick, the Orioles make a move for the bullpen. Ryan Helsley, probably not a household name in Baltimore, didn't have a great end to the year last year. Was dealt by the Cardinals to the Mets at the deadline and kind of, you know, did not do well, actually, in the last month of the year. However, this is a two-time All-Star, 49 saves a couple of years ago for the Cardinals. I think that the Orioles, by the addition of Tyler Ward and this guy Helsley, are not going full blast into the free agent pool. They're not going to spend $30 million on a guy. They spent $28 million on this guy for 2 years, $30 million on the other guy for 2 years, Taylor Ward. So I think they're more than dipping their toe in, but not going full bore.
Yeah. Need the ace, though.
That's my point. I hope that they're saving the money for the ace, and we'll see what happens with that.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sean. Just dating myself, but on the USS Cole many years ago, they couldn't stop the boat
because
there wasn't any ammo in their guns. I want to know if the rules have changed in D.C., if these they had ammo in their guns to defend themselves.
Well, the short answer to that, they are authorized to carry loaded weapons, but it depends on the rules of engagement. So, for instance, if you're in crowd control, you're firearm will not be loaded. If you're on a security detail or perimeter detail, then yeah, you will be. So it really depends on the rules.
But that might have gotten them killed.
It might have gotten them killed.
That's
absolutely
sad. That's really sad.
Yep, it is, Steve, and it's something that you hope every president learns from a previous president's mistakes. It was Reagan's mistake. He said it repeatedly. And let's see if any changes are made with the Secretary of War coming up. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I want to share with you a tweet that President Trump, and this is a tweet. This was an eye-opener for me over the weekend. And it just, here's what he said. A very happy Thanksgiving salutation to all of our great American citizens and patriots who have been so nice in allowing our country to be divided, disrupted, carved up, murdered, beaten, mugged, and laughed at, along with certain other foolish countries throughout the world for being politically correct and just plain stupid when it comes to immigration. The official United States foreign population stands at 53 million people, most of which are on welfare from failed nations or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels. They and their children are supported through massive payments from patriotic American citizens who, because of their beautiful hearts, do not want to openly complain or cause trouble in any way, shape, or form. They put up with what has happened to our country, but it's eating them alive to do so. A migrant earning $30,000 with a green card will get roughly $50,000 in yearly benefits for their family. The real migrant population is much higher. This refugee burden is the leading cause of social dysfunction in America, something that did not exist after World War II. Failed schools, high crime, urban decay, overcrowded hospitals, housing shortages, and large deficits, etc. As an example, hundreds of thousands of refugees from Somalia are completely taking over the once great state of Minnesota. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses, hoping against hope that they will be left alone. The seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing, either through fear, incompetence, or both, while the worst congressman woman in our country, Ilhan Omar, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab, who probably came to the United States illegally, and that you're not allowed to marry your brother, does nothing but hatefully complain about our country, its constitution, and how badly she is treated when her place of origin is a decadent, backward, and crime-ridden nation, which is essentially not even a country for lack of government, a military, police, schools, etc. So, again, that is probably the greatest tweet I have ever read by a president in history. He summed it up in a nutshell there. I want to get your reaction to that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can react via the mobile app this morning. And, of course, it's a download if you don't have it. It's absolutely free. And text into the show here at 643. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're getting some brake lights now at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95 at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp going down eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 895 now with the morning delays starting from just around the bridge at Eastern Avenue headed south. So right now we're up to about a 5 to maybe 7 minute delay in building into both the Harbor Tunnels. There's a new wreck in Howard County, eastbound Route 100 near the bridge at I-95, and if you're traveling in the Canton section of the city, there's a new report of an accident, Boston Street, at the intersection at Linwood Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly today, mid-40s, overnight low near 30. Wintry mix moves in tomorrow morning, starting off with snow, sleet, freezing rain, then changing over to all rain by tomorrow afternoon. Low 40s, the expected high there. Windy 37 right now in Ocean City. It's 31 in Parkville. And you are on Casey and Company, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. By the way, there's a movement. One of our listeners has suggested, I saw on Truth Social over the weekend, that the new White House ballroom be named after Specialist Beckstrom, who was murdered in the streets of D.C., protecting D.C. So they're now suggesting maybe it be called the Beckstrom Ballroom at the White House. I would support that. In the interest of she gave her life in service to the country. She gave her life protecting other residents of D.C. And it is something that I think it's the least that we can do. Get your thoughts on that. See whether you agree or disagree with that. The other big story over the weekend is that, you know, this ongoing strikes of the narco cartel drug boats that are being blown to smithereens, and they're all upset at Secretary of War Pete Hegseth on no survivors. That came out in a memorandum that, and again, it's not because you don't want to take prisoners, it's just that you want to send a message that if you are transporting, you know, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, whatever, the poison that you're sending into our country via the waterways, you will be blown out of the water and you will have no chance to survive. Again, now apparently the president did have a phone call with Nicolas Maduro. There was a report that he had already fled Venezuela and is on his way to Brazil. Don't know if that has been confirmed as of yet, but that is the latest there. The president now has ordered that the airspace and a warning to pilots and to all international air traffic that the airspace over Venezuela has now been considered closed. So that is another step in what may now become some kind of land attack in Venezuela against the Maduro regime, against the people. And this is not trying to start another foreign war. This is an attack against this is not a government in Venezuela. This is a country run by cartels. All right, so the president has designated the cartels as foreign terrorist entities, and again, all military action, all military strikes authorized under his executive authority, and that is to take the cartels out. And that means if it's Maduro is hanging in there and aiding and abetting the cartels, out you go. And then, of course, Venezuela can hold free elections, and hopefully they'll return to the once robust, thriving country that they once were with the sale of oil and everything else once you get rid of these cartels and these communist sympathizers. So he's not out to try to start another war. He's out to try to protect the American people and to hold these cartels accountable, much like he will do to Mexico if Mexico doesn't play ball as well. It is now time for this poison to stop coming into the United States. And this is what, and China's part of this as well, so I don't know how you're going to finesse that. But China allegedly has agreed they're no longer going to, you know, send the precursors, you know, the chemicals that are made to manufacture fentanyl into Mexico, into Venezuela, into other countries there. So we're keeping an eye on the battleship group. I think it's the Ford, aircraft carrier USS Gerald Ford, and that carrier battle strike group that is in the Caribbean. And we'll have to wait and see what happens there. So there's a lot of irons in the fire right now. And then we have the ongoing situation with Ukraine and Russia, where I just saw over the weekend the Secretary of State Marco Rubio says progress has been made in the Russia-Ukraine peace talks. As always, I think Zelensky's ready to sign off. They just had a guy resign in a corruption scandal. Their foreign ambassador, Yermak, I think his name is. Gee, there's a shocker, right? You know, I saw a tweet by Don Jr. saying that when he was over, I think it was either in France or somewhere in Italy, I can't remember what, some luxury spa, whatever, all the Italian sports cars, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, all had Ukraine plates. Okay? So we all know where that money's going. It's being siphoned off the top, and now Yermak is out, and of course, Zelensky has agreed to free elections in Ukraine. The big question here is whether or not Vladimir Putin is going to sign off on anything. That is the big question there. We understand that President Trump has sent Marco Rubio, Steve Witkoff, and again, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and others now to meet with Putin and her people, his people rather, to try to get the Russians to come to the peace table. We'll have to wait and see on that. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, so the Dishes 6 are doubling down. Up next, the question here is now, since this guy was fighting for the CIA, the National Guard shooter, the murderer, since he was fighting for the CIA with the CIA against the Taliban in Afghanistan, what happened between then and now? Where did he become radicalized? And we think we have the answer. That's coming up in just a second at 6:50. Don't forget the Black Friday sale, Rescue Natural Supplements, extended till Tuesday. So you have until today is the last day. You can save up to 45 to 80% on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. I know you probably ate very well, as I did, over the weekend. So now I'll be starving myself for the rest of the week. I'm telling you, it came in waves, folks. The turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potato pies, the cookies. There's a whole kitchen table full of cookies back in our kitchen this morning, and brownies and so on and so forth. I'll just tell you, it's one of those feasts that's just, it's great to give thanks. It really is. Give thanks to God, give thanks for family, give thanks to our soldiers. But there are pounds that have to be worked off here in the next couple of days. So if you need some Rescue Natural Supplements to help you with that, give us a call for 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online and take advantage of the Black Friday sales already marked down at res-q.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no sense roofing and construction work, no subcontractors, just solid dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, the great vocal talents of Andy Williams as we now move into holiday mode. Today's Cyber Monday. Anyway, did you go out for Black Friday? I am proud to say I have never participated in a Black Friday sale ever. I just haven't done it. I might do some Cyber Monday stuff later on today. Yeah. Saturday was Small Business Saturday, if you missed that. You can still frequent your small businesses. That's always a good idea to do that. And don't forget, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So it's a nice opportunity to give back to your community, back to the neighborhood, back to some charitable functions, be it Goodwill or being a food bank or whatever the case may be. Just keep that in mind. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're getting the morning back up now on the west side outer loop. Delay not quite back to 795, but almost there. So basically 795 down through I-70 towards Route 40. The Parkville side a little busier at Hartford Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, at least right now, is still in good shape. In the next 45 minutes or so, anybody south and eastbound will have some problems with the bright sunshine. Very clear this morning, so we factor that in as we get underway. Howard County, the accident eastbound Route 100 at I-95. City police with the wreck at Boston Street at Linwood Avenue over on the southeast side. And we're looking now at about 5 to 7 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, with delays building southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly today, mid-40s overnight, near 30. Tomorrow morning, wintry mix moving in. Tuesday morning, starting with snow, sleet, freezing rain, turning all rain, low 40s. Right now, clear 31 in Severn. It is 32 in Middle River. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, I saw the story over the weekend. I was just, you know what's coming. You just didn't know what's coming to Baltimore. A male Baltimore high school teacher has been exposed for posting disturbing kinky videos wearing the fake pregnancy belly and massive fake boobs. Parents and critics are demanding the immediate firing of this individual. We have that story for you coming up within just a couple minutes. And also, be listening, we got some tickets to give away, so a nice Christmas presentation coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. So stay tuned for that here on Casey and Company. So we're looking at a number of things now as to, first off, this National Guard shooter, this murderer, this Islamic fundamentalist killer was obviously radicalized, but where? He and his brother were part of an elite CIA platoon called Zero Unit in Afghanistan. They're trained by the CIA, run by the CIA. Gee, isn't it interesting that Senator Slotkin, former CIA, and Abigail Spanberger, former CIA. A lot of spooks here, Democrats now, as elected officials. Sometimes, as you know, I don't believe in coincidences, but in any event, there was no vetting of this individual to live here in the United States. When they vet them for these Zero Unit kill squads, it's to kill the Taliban over in their country and not to come here and assimilate here. So he was never vetted for this country. His brother is here, so I'd keep an eye on that dude as well. And families, and who were they talking about? Was there a Muslim imam that was there? I'd look at the mosque, I'd look at the imam everywhere he, because and we find out now through Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem that they believe, our government officials believe, that this individual was radicalized here in the good old U.S. of A.
We believe he was radicalized since he's been here in this country. We do believe it was through connections in his home community and state, and we're going to continue to talk to those who interacted with him, who were his family members, talk to them. So far, we've had some participation, but anyone who has information on this needs to know that we will be coming after you, and we will bring you to justice. We absolutely will persecute you, because we do know that we will never allow this to continue to happen in our country. Allow individuals who came to our country that were unvetted by Joe Biden, allowed to run free and loose. We are going to bring them to justice and make sure that they're returned out of this country if they aren't here for the purposes of being an American. We believe.
Yeah, well, Houston, we have a problem here, and I think this goes along. We just got a text from Michelle. She says, I believe the Seditious Six video was a dog whistle to all the CIA-trained foreigners that have been brought in specifically to do stuff like this. I think, you know, that's an interesting point that she makes because, you know, again, if you can't have members of your own deep state do this, remember, the CIA is not supposed to conduct any kind of surveillance, any activity whatsoever on U.S. soil. Not supposed to happen. It's against their charter, against the rules. I think it's really time, and I want to get your thoughts on this, that I think the CIA has to be dismantled and scrapped. And we have to, like, it used to be called, I think, the Office of the OSS, if I'm not mistaken, the Office of Office of Security, or OSI, I can't remember what the exact acronym was. It was something like that. And then that morphed into the CIA. As you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes it was the CIA who killed his Uncle John. And now we have CIA-trained Afghan refugees targeting National Guardsmen. Now, it's possible that this guy is suffering from PTSD from his time in the Zero Unit. Don't know. Possibly was radicalized here. So there are many, many things that could have happened. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Vinny is going to make sure that your home, when you list it with him, it sells. It's guaranteed to sell because of the nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now today. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And he'll come out, or one of his agents. And once you both agree on asking price, time frame, you sign on the dotted line, boom. It's guaranteed to sell right there and then and now. All right, to stick with us here. Coming up next, the Seditious Six Double Down.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid cautiously optimistic talk of progress, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says work does remain when it comes to ending Russia's almost 40-year-long war in Ukraine.
Rubio said U.S. and Ukrainian officials held productive talks for about 4 hours on Sunday, but said there's a way to go before finding an endgame.
We continue this very important work, building off what's been achieved, not just in Geneva, the progress we've made there, but the progress throughout the week as we've been communicating. The end goal is obviously not just the end of the war. Obviously, that's central and fundamental. We want to see the end of the killing and the death and the suffering, and I'm sure the Ukrainian side, I know they do as well. They want peace.
The discussions were held in Florida ahead of this week's Moscow visit by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, who's scheduled to meet with Russian President Putin. President Trump, pointing to some corruption problems in Ukraine, told reporters there's still a good chance a deal can be reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is not discussing details of his phone conversation with Venezuelan President Maduro. Meanwhile, some congressional lawmakers are demanding more information about U.S. attacks on suspected drug boats off the coast of Venezuela. Well, there's an awful lot of snow to be cleared away across parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes region. Now, the storm has its sights set on the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast.
The good news is that it does not look like the major cities at this point are going to be looking at any significant snowfall. There may be some minor accumulations, perhaps from, let's say, areas north and west of Baltimore on up through Philadelphia, New York City, and up to Boston. But it's mainly going to be the interior areas where the heaviest accumulations are going to be.
Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service. Dow futures down 197. NASDAQ futures off 195 points. Townhall.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family.
What's that? I don't sound like a chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backups now at both the harbor tunnels, putting us into the range of 10 to 15 minute delays now southbound on 95 and 895 with the lanes open, but with the heavy traffic south. The Beltway fills in quickly on the Parkville side at Hartford Road, the inner loop through Greenspring, and the outer loop is pretty busy now from 795 going south down through the ramps at Frederick Road. Minor buildups just showing up I-97 southbound at Route 32 for the early ride towards Annapolis, and you might still see the remains of that wreck in Howard County on eastbound Route 100 near the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy to start with a wintry mix developing late, lows falling to near 30. We'll start things off with a snow, sleet, and rain mix early Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, a meteorologist, Amy Aronson, for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 33 degrees in Parkville and 32 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police broke up an illegal car rally early Sunday after drivers were seen doing high-speed donuts at East Preston and Guilford Avenue. Video from the neighborhood shows several cars spinning in the intersection and what appears to be a firework tossed into the crowd. Officers responded around 1:28 a.m. and quickly cleared the area. Two men were taken into custody, though police have not said why or whether charges will follow. And according to SafeWise.com, Charm City is now number 5 in porch piracy. Baltimore is already known as the fourth most dangerous city in the country. But now a resident in Federal Hill says that property crime here in this neighborhood is probably the number one factor. Another resident added, if you're looking for a package in this neighborhood, this is a good spot. And a mother is seeking justice after a suspicious house fire in Washington County took the life of her daughter. Four people are facing murder, arson, and other related charges. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 686, the pick 4, 4458. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The December football season begins today, and the Ravens have their work cut out for them, no doubt, with 5 games left. 3 in the division, 2 versus Pittsburgh, and 1 each against the Patriots and the Packers. Kyle Hamilton acknowledging the task at hand.
Objectively, a lot rides on this game coming up. You know, we pretty much every game, including this one from here on out, you know, it's they remember what you do in December. So December's coming up. We got a big December, and yeah, I think we got the guys to do it.
But many fans and those in the media think they do not, citing areas of obvious weakness along both lines and in the pass rush, not to mention perhaps among the coaches. John Harbaugh was asked if he still has confidence in the brain trust.
Of course. Absolutely. It's National Football League. I mean, anybody that watches the National Football League, as a fan of the National Football League or covers the National Football League or watches the other games understands it's a week-to-week league.
Baseball news, Orioles analyst Ben McDonald on the Ryan Ripken podcast, weighing in on the Orioles' need for a closer.
You got to have a dude at the back end. I mean, we all know that. And that's why the Orioles were so good in the years they had Felix Bautista, because when Felix came in the game was basically over.
And so towards that end, the Birds made a move in that direction, signing Ryan Helsley to a two-year, $28 million contract. The right-hander led the NL with 49 saves as a Cardinal in 2024, but had a rough September with the Mets last year, pitching to a 720 earned run average. Elsewhere in sports, Formula One Racing's Max Verstappen wins the Qatar Grand Prix, setting up a three-way title decider. Next Sunday in Abu Dhabi with Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri, and the LSU women's basketball team set an NCAA record with 8 straight games scoring at least 100 points, crushing Washington State on Saturday night, 112-35. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore rolling out the welcome mat for President Donald J. Trump. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
CB question is, will Governor Wes Moore and Mayor BS be in attendance Army-Navy game along with President Trump here at the bank? Will they share a box? Inquiring minds would like to know. Note to President Trump, if you would like to basically call out Governor Moore, just offer free beer in your box, and he will show up. I guarantee you. How long he stays, I can't guarantee that. But if you offer free beer, he will be there in a second. All right, coming up in this hour, the FDA has now come out and said, hey, not a good idea to jab your children with the CCP virus jab, since 10 deaths have now been attributed to that. What have we been saying ad nauseum for the longest time? President Trump has also nullified every single executive order signed with the Biden auto pen because he had no idea what he was signing. And, of course, he probably wasn't even given any heads up about what was being signed in his name. But our top story here today is the Seditious Six. These are former spooks and some retired military that have come out and basically, hint, hint, a message to the troops, defy President Trump's orders. Now, they're couching it in terms of the illegal orders. But the read between the lines here, because this is a president, the left is melting down because Trump called Tim Walz retarded. And that's because he is. You know? It's all right for the left to call him Hitler. The person that tried to exterminate an entire race of people, the Jewish people, that's okay. That's okay for all sorts of people. And for Tampon Tim to say that the ICE agents are Gestapo, and that's okay. But because Trump used the R word, oh my God, the world is starting to melt down. In any event, Seditious Six ringleader, Mark Kelly, the former astronaut who really never came back from space, his mind didn't anyway. He is doubling down over the weekend and making predictions of what's going to happen and how he would defy, or how he would recommend the troops defy Trump's orders as commander-in-chief.
Fine. You can certainly go to the judge, advocate generals, the lawyers, and have a discussion about it. If you don't have time, you just say simply, I'm not going to do that. That's against the law.
It puts a lot of burden on the troops to make a decision in real time.
It puts a tremendous amount of burden on officers in the military, but that is their responsibility. And they can figure out, you know, a reasonable person can tell something that is legal and something that is illegal.
So would you refuse these specific orders to strike drug boats if you were still in uniform?
Well, the difference between the initial strike and what is being reported, you know, as a second strike. And those things are different. I think this administration has tied themselves in knots, the explanations that we have received on how this is all legal. And I was saying weeks ago, my concern is with the service members, that we're going to put these individuals in a really, really tough decision, in a tough place. And you know, they may find out, you know, down the road that they did something that is illegal. It is not fair to them.
All right, so first he says to use the term reasonable people. Well, I mean, you can be a reasonable person and still not know what the hell's in the Constitution. So, again, the point is that when you go in the military, there is a chain of command. And the chain of command is the commander-in-chief, secretary of war, the joint chiefs of staff, you know, of course, the and then all those orders trickle down. Every single level of those orders, there's a JAG officer that is vetting those orders. Is Mr. President, you may not be able to do that. Mr. President, you could certainly do that. Again, so it's just not Trump says something and boom, And then, of course, as a commander-in-chief, you as rank and file, you have to follow the commander-in-chief's orders unless you know it to be an illegal order, then you don't. And that's drilled into their heads from day one. So I would give them the benefit of the doubt. The military is much smarter than Mark Kelly would have you to believe. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So far, so good this morning on the JFX southbound with the traffic now building between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Now, in the meantime, on the Parkville side of the Beltway, delays will begin from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the interloop towards Greenspring to the JFX. And the west side has been fairly busy already from 795 heading south down through the ramps at Route 40 West and then getting better after the ramp at Frederick Road. We're in the area of 10 to 15 minute delays with heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open, traffic northbound on 895 slowing just a bit up through the Toll Plaza area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly today, mid-40s, overnight, no, near 30. Wintry mix moving in tomorrow. Tuesday will start snow, sleet, freezing rain, then turning to all rain and into the low 40s at some point tomorrow. Right now, clear 32 in the city, 36 in Stevensville. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Whether or not you believe the seditious six ought to be charged with sedition. We know now that not a single order that President Trump has given has been illegal. They've all been vetted. They've all been approved through White House counsel, through judge advocates general, through the joint chiefs of staff. President Trump would not give an illegal order. And the fact is that this is to undermine his command. This is to foment insurrection and rebellion. This is to break down good order and discipline. This is, once again, to fragment and fracture the esprit de corps. Everything that they can do to plant seeds of doubt in the minds of our brave men and women serving in uniform overseas and here at home. And they haven't stopped. And the reason why they won't stop is because this is, I think, you know, remember what they've done now, two impeachments. They spied on his campaign. They spied on his candidacy. They spied on him as president. They spied on General Flynn. They spied on you and me. And they continue to do that. And then, of course, they tried with impeachment one, impeachment two. One was, of course, Ukraine, the corruption there. Two was the J6, which we now know was not the case. They intentionally edited out stuff that he said. They tried to make it the same as he said something that he didn't, both here at home, the American media, and the Beeb and Reuters in Australia. This is, the Five Eyes group, the deep state, the spooks, the CIA. Again, this is a soft, these are the people that basically put together a soft coup to try to overthrow. It's the biggest political scandal, I think, in criminal act in history. And it makes Nixon look like he was selling cookies and lemonade. But that's what we have here against the United States. This is happening not just to President. President Trump likes to say, you know, they're coming after me to get to you. So that's you and me. And he's absolutely right about that. We're the ones that they're coming after. And so the deep state now, realizing that the lawfare, and by the way, Fonnie Willis, boom, that's gone. That case now is prosecutor looked at that case and said, wait a minute, there is absolutely nothing here. So that proved positive. And then, of course, we have the deep state judge protecting the Comey indictment and the Tish James trying to say that Lindsey Halligan screwed up. She did not. So they're going to appeal that. That'll come back. So the deep state is just never going to give up. Not until they've been completely outed and conquered. And that's when we'll get our final vindication. So this is part of the deep state. Remember, I've always said Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, they're part of the deep state. And now, of course, the CIA, the NSA, and maybe even the DIA. It wasn't under General Flynn, but it certainly could be a problem now. My question is, what the hell is Ratcliffe doing? Now, maybe he's working behind the scenes. But imagine if you're Tulsi Gabbard. She laid out all this, exactly what happened with Obama and Biden and Clapper and Brennan. And where are the indictments, Pam? Cash? Dan? Where are the arrests? I mean, you know, we have Lindsey Halligan, the Eastern District of U.S. Attorney. Now they're saying her appointment was invalid. The issue there is now she's the only one that took any action. So one wonders if they're up to the job. Now, you put somebody in there like Jeff Clark, I guarantee you there'd be indictments. You put somebody in there knows what they're doing, like Mike Davis, Article 3 Project, you'd get some results. But again, this is why the deep state fights so hard against President Trump. So that's the reason why we have this seditious six. They're coming after the president. They're now coming after his ability to be commander in chief and to foment. I think this is part of the ongoing soft coup and soft insurrection, the legal insurrection, the judicial insurrection. Look what they've done with the judges repeatedly. So again, they are throwing everything and the kitchen sink at President Trump, and he is still standing, and he needs our support now more than ever. Forget all the story about MAGA. You know, I know there's a riff with Marjorie Taylor Greene and certain other people in MAGA, so on and so forth. Forget all about that. That is noise. It's not the signal. Stay on focus. Stay on point. Stay with the mission, supporting President Trump in restoring America to its rightful great standing in the world and getting this deep state conquered once and for all. All right, I want to tell you about our good friends at Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor. They're both wonderful individuals. They're there to help you with all your appliance needs. So whether it's a single appliance or an entire upgrade for your kitchen, go by their stunning showroom. They're expanding, by the way. The showroom's going to even be bigger. Hard to believe, but yeah, it's just amazing. All the gadgetry, all the features, all the modern-day appliances. They got something for every budget in mind. And all you have to do is stop in their showroom. They've got great customer service, second to none. They have a price match, and they have that stunning showroom delivery, you name it. They've got it all at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
I'm all for the cup of cheer.
Have a holly jolly.
That's Burl Ives. Have a holly jolly Christmas. What an incredible, legendary singer he was. Coming up on 723, Craig says, PTSD or not, that foreign guy that shot those National Guard members in D.C. shouldn't be here. Also, don't deport him. Execute him. Same goes for all the drug dealers that are foreigners and all the rapists that are foreigners. Look, I think two things. One, the Fort Hood jihadist is still drawing breath, believe it or not. Okay? All these years later, if we can't execute that guy, what makes you think we're going to execute this guy, number one? Number two, I would make sure that every single member of his family is deported. And that's how you start. Again, a member of your family commits a crime against the United States and you're here as an Afghan national, out you go. No questions asked. Your thoughts, welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It is time for traffic, weather on the threes. Here's the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
There is some slowing now in the construction area in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24, so up around the 76-mile marker. Keep an eye out, some brake lights on the northbound side. Again, you might see the remains of an accident happen about 45 minutes ago, Route 100 eastbound near the bridge at I-95. So far, the ride on 95 and the parkway to and from the Capitol Beltway, no major issues there. The morning backup towards Annapolis has arrived. I-97 southbound with that delay now at the ramps at Route 32. And again, we're still looking at in the area of about a 15-minute delay southbound with the normal heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly, mid-40s today, 30 tonight, wintry mix tomorrow morning. Could make for an interesting rush hour, snow, sleet, freezing rain, turning to rain, low 40s. Right now, cloudy 32 in Essex, 32 in Baltimore City. And again, remember Alyssa Slotkin is the senator. She used to be the representative from Michigan, then she ran for the Senate and won. She's now Senator Slotkin. Senator Slotkin is a former CIA operative, the individual that shot these National Guardsmen, murdering poor specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Was working for a CIA zero unit, a kill squad in Afghanistan that would go after the Taliban. And again, they're vetted there for fighting there, but not for assimilation here in the United States. And I want you to listen carefully what Senator Slotkin said. This is just prior to this Afghan national terrorist coming to shoot National Guardsmen in our nation's capital.
Look at these videos coming out of places like Chicago. It makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military, get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Yeah. So there is a prediction that there would be, you know, shooting at civilians. She predicted the National Guardsmen, because of the stress, because of the chaos, because of the environment in which we now live, that they would shoot at civilians. So if you're out there in the hinterlands and you're an Afghan national and you were trained to kill the enemy, trained to kill the Taliban, for some people, maybe it's not a stretch. Maybe it's a PTSD thing. Maybe it's mental illness, or maybe they think they're doing their families a favor by targeting National Guardsmen. When you hear this kind, and look, this violent rhetoric, we now have President Trump's assassination attempt, right? Twice. We have Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated by the radical violent left. And now we have a National Guardsman, Specialist Beckstrom, who was murdered by a radical terrorist, probably somebody radicalized. And again, we don't know whether it was an imam or somebody else. But and then we have all sorts of, then we have the Fort Worth bomber that was just thwarted in the last several days. So with over 90,000 of these individuals. Now, New York Post did a piece yesterday that of the 90,000, over 5,000 have what's called a national security flag on them, meaning they are concerned about these individuals. They're still in the country for some strange reason. And I'm hoping that the President Trump and Tom Homan and the rest of them will now go after those individuals, those 5,000, get them the hell out of Dodge. There's about another 1,000 that have been placed with additional concerns, and about 1,000 have committed fraud against the United States, and others that have already committed crimes. Remember, in the very beginning stages of the Afghan Operation Allies Welcome, when we had those bunch of them airlifted without any vetting, there are a bunch of them that were pedophiles and rapists, and some of them that were being caught near military bases and things of that nature. So this is an ongoing effort. The movie The Purge, I think we ought to bring it back, and we need to have the purge of all undesirables, the people that seek to do us harm, that hate our country. I don't know if you saw the traffic stop by a police officer, pulled over an Afghan national, driving on expired plates, expired registration, and started going off on white people and hates America, this, that, and the other thing. Finally, he shoots at the cops. Thank God no police were injured. But this is what we have in our amongst us today, the enemies among us. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, therefore, if you ever need them, serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And that's exactly what Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Albert Friedman, the entire crew of associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, and even former insurance adjusters that they have working there so that they know how best to deal with the insurance companies. They're going to put your recovery first and foremost. That's a priority so that you can get back to your family, back to working on, back to your job, or back to running your business. All the important things that you have in life, the most important is making sure that you recover. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do, and their website is extremely informative and helpful. It's maflaw.com. That's www.maflaw.com. 7:30, time for news headlines once again with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. President Trump says he will be in Baltimore December 13th for the annual Army-Navy football game at M&T Bank Stadium. He announced the visit during a Thanksgiving call to service members days after renewed attention on his past criticism of Baltimore's crime rate. Police broke up an illegal car rally early Sunday after drivers were seen doing high-speed donuts at East Preston and Guilford Avenue. Video from the neighborhood shows several cars spinning in the intersection and what appears to be a firework tossed into the crowd. Officers responded around 1:28 a.m. and quickly cleared the area. Two men were taken into custody, though police have not said why or whether charges will follow. According to SafeWise.com, Charm City is now number 5 in porch piracy. Baltimore is already known as the 4th most dangerous city in the country, but now a resident in Federal Hill says that property crime here in this neighborhood is probably the number 1 factor. Another resident added, if you're looking for a package in this neighborhood, this is a good spot. And a man died Saturday after Baltimore County Police found him trapped beneath his own vehicle at Penny Lane and Smith Avenue. Officers arrived around 8 p.m. and emergency crews were able to free him, but he did not survive. Police later identified him as 64-year-old Stephen J. Frank. Investigators believe the incident was accidental and the department's crash team is reviewing what happened. And a garage fire broke out Saturday afternoon on Woodridge Lane in Eldersburg, destroying two cars and drawing fire crews from Carroll, Howard, and Baltimore counties. WCBM News Time 7:31 coming up. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We are grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family.
For the best food in the area, visit Liberatores.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a new problem headed north on 95 towards the Delaware line. It's an accident northbound 95 at Route 279. So that's the 109-mile marker northbound. One report says one lane is getting by. Then we had another report that came in, said most of the northbound lanes may be closed. So we'll try to get a look on that. But in the meantime, if you're going north and getting up into the Elkton area and up towards the Delaware line, definitely a heads up for that. City Fire out with an alarm right now. They're at Gwynns Falls Parkway and Duklin Street over on the west side. Your normal delays in and around the Beltway were about 15-minute delays south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy to start with a wintry mix developing late, lows falling to near 30. We'll start things off with a snow, sleet, and rain mix early Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. And so, as it turns out, the health slash play of Lamar is topic numero uno in these parts. Media grilling Mark Andrews after the Cincinnati meltdown on what he makes of Lamar, why he's apparently on point in practice, but not in the games.
Lamar's great, man. I got no complaints, man. He's our guy. And full trust. And, man, it's football's the way of life, man. Sometimes, you know, bad things happen. We learn to rebound, grow, learn, and you know, not long ago we were 1-5. We're 6-6. We're going to be all right. We just got to keep fighting, keep clawing, keep being humble, being thankful, and I'm certainly thankful for him.
Other Ravens news, we'll learn more about Nate Wiggins' foot injury this week. Harbaugh declaring it not serious after the Cincinnati game. Either way, the Ravens defense will take on a beleaguered Steelers offense, stopped in its tracks yesterday by the Buffalo Bills.
Rodgers surrounded by Bosa. And the ball comes out, and Binford has it, and the Bills have a scoop and score to start the second half.
Jim Nantz had the call on CBS, the Buffalo defense limiting Pittsburgh to just 43 plays and 166 yards of total offense and a 26-7 romp, setting up a showdown for first place in the North this coming Sunday right here in Baltimore. College football, the number one team in the nation, lived up to it Saturday. Ohio State pasting Michigan 27-9, setting up a battle with number two Indiana, 1-2 for the Big Ten title next week. The Hoosiers pummeled Purdue 56-3. Elsewhere, Navy denied a shot at the American Conference final. Tulane shutting out Charlotte 27-0, earning a berth alongside North Texas for the conference title. D3 NCAA tournament, both Johns Hopkins and Salisbury are still alive. They move into the third round this weekend against each other. Both teams 10-1. They'll play noon Saturday at the corner of University Parkway and Charles Street, otherwise known as Homewood Field. The Orioles rolling the dice on a closer for the second time in 3 years, signing Ryan Helsley to a 2-year, $28 million deal, player option included after 2026. Now, you'll remember back in 24, the Birds signed Craig Kimbrell ahead of the season, but Helsley's recent track record offers much more upside than Kimbrell did in the late stages of his career. Among relievers with at least 100 innings from 2022 to 24, Helsley ranked third in ERA, sixth in saves, and eighth in strikeout rate. And finally, how tough is the Metro division of the NHL? Eight teams are separated by 6 points. Every team in the division with a winning record, including the Capitals, who were on Long Island yesterday.
Strom, then Leonard. Ovechkin lying in the weeds. There's Ovechkin. Sweep it down low. Deflection. Score! Pinpoint for Tom Wilson.
Ah, the great Tom Wilson with 2 goals in the game. Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Ovi hit an empty netter. Icing on the cake. Caps take the Islanders 4-1, winners of 7 of their last 8. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Commander-in-Chief comes to Baltimore.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So with President Trump coming to Baltimore next Saturday, for the 13th,
right.
Army-Navy, it got me to thinking, presidents and sports, like what president is kind of known as the biggest sports fan ever, right? And what is the history of presidents attending sporting events? So I looked it up, AI, and apparently Barack Obama, right, was not a big sports game attender,
right,
but he did host teams, yep, like championship teams at the White House. 86 championship teams during the tenure of Barack Obama marched their way to the White House for that. But,
and then it was him wearing his mommy jeans, filling out a bracket.
Right, filling out the bracket, making that a national event, etc.
It's called the basketball court
in the White House, exactly. But it turns out that President Trump is the number one president for attending live sporting events.
I believe it.
He's been to the U.S. Open. He's been to UFC events. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's been to the Commanders, well, Redskins game.
Because he was an actual athlete.
Correct. Back
because
in the day.
He played tight end on the football team at his military academy. Mm-hmm. And he was also a baseball player as well. I think he was a pitcher.
I'm not sure if he was a pitcher, but I know he played baseball. Other presidents who were notables in terms of attending events. Woodrow Wilson was the first president to attend a World Series game in 1915. Richard Nixon was the first sitting president to attend a regular season NFL game. That was in 1969. And you'll remember Nixon, when the Dolphins played the Cowboys in Super Bowl VI, called Don Shula and suggested a play.
Yeah.
They ran the play, and I think it got intercepted.
And apparently 18 minutes of the game tape went missing.
Of that game. And you know what? The Dolphins wanted that to happen. And man, they stunk up the joint that day.
Nixon used to call the Redskin coaches. And
George
plays.
Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah? Back in the day. Jimmy Carter was the first to host all three major professional sports leagues, MLB, NBA, and NFL, at the White House.
Gerald Ford was a center at Michigan.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, exactly right. And Theodore Roosevelt also, I think, it was William Howard Taft who actually got up in the middle of the seventh inning of a baseball game. That's when the seventh inning stretch came into play.
The font of AI knowledge, folks.
Oh, my God. AI is the best.
Do we now call it AI on sports?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
AI is the best.
See you in a couple. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So we're talking about this unfortunate, horrific tragedy. And there's a good question here. Marty says, why hasn't the president ordered flags and half staff for specialist Sarah Beckstrom, who was murdered by an Afghan refugee/terrorist? That it was apparently radicalized here at home. So I think he'll probably get around to that at some point today. So we'll see what happens, hopefully. But this was Operation Allies Welcome. Remember, during that chaotic botched withdrawal led by Chairman Joe, where we had 13 American servicemen that were killed at HKI, at the airport there, by a suicide bomber, and they had him in his sights. Remember, there was testimony they had the homicide bomber in their sights, but they were told not to shoot because they were afraid they were going to shoot into the crowd and there would be collateral damage. So 13 service members were killed. That's how it all started. And then, of course, the Operation Allies Welcome, were thousands. And you think about the airlift of 90,000 Afghan refugees. The military did its job. They were incredible. Unfortunately, they weren't tasked with vetting these Afghan nationals into the country, into the United States for living. Now, I remember Chairman Joe said that they were, and even his spokespiece at the time, Jen Psaki puppet, told us, oh yeah, we're vetting all of these individuals.
You've talked about this a little bit, others have as well, but there are, of course, concerns among lawmakers, experts who've tracked this. They're saying previous arrivals of large numbers of refugees from different parts of the world, inevitably there may be a handful, small handful, who are eventually deemed a security risk of some kind. What reassurances can you make about the screening process and the attempts to make sure that somebody like that doesn't make his or her way here?
I can absolutely assure you that no one is coming into the United States of America who has not been through a thorough screening and background check process. And there are many individuals, as you noted, who have not been through that process, and they have gone to lily pad countries as that process has been completed. It doesn't mean that that's because there is a flag. It means they have not completed their paperwork, and we were working to save tens of thousands of people, hence we evacuated.
Yeah, and so she knew. Look, you know, she was lying for Joe Biden. They knew they were not vetted. They knew that they did not get the proper vetting. Joe Kent, the National Counterterrorism Intelligence Director, who himself was an Army Ranger whose wife was killed in combat in a she was, I think, a chopper pilot, if I'm not mistaken. He confirmed over the weekend no vetting whatsoever. There was no vetting for entry into the United States. So keep that in mind. All right, more from President Trump as he weighs in on the auto pen and what might they use to go after the seditious six. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
We have the new update from the accident scene on 95 northbound heading up into Elkton. It is northbound at the Route 279 at the 109 mile marker. At one point, most of the lanes were blocked. Now it's only the inside lane that's affected, and traffic is getting by to the right. So we're easing up a little bit northbound, but you'll still have some brake lights as you're traveling north through there. The Beltway locally, pretty much all the normal stuff on the Parkville side, the interloop through Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX have not seen any issues there south of Ruxton Road, and both the Harbor Tunnels have been going back and forth this morning with delays from Eastern Avenue on 895, and 95 has been slow coming south also from Moravia Road and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly today, mid-40s, overnight lows near 30, and then tomorrow morning a wintry mix moves into the area, snow, sleet, and freezing rain turning to all rain, low 40s for the high tomorrow. Right now 33, mostly cloudy in Arnold, and it's 30 and cloudy in Reisterstown, and again, no choose your fake news today. We apologize, we are having some technical difficulty with our computers and internet here at the station all morning long, and I have to give kudos to my incredible staff, starting with the executive producer, Kristen Hagrick, and Maggie Hunter and Gary Stein, who are doing incredible work without the equipment we usually rely on to deliver the show on a regular basis. So they are just really stepping up. And I'm sure they'll remind me of that at some point in the future, again, but I do want to give credit where credit is due. Right now, President Trump has reminded us, this was a post by Kirk Leipold. He was the commander of the USS Cole. Remember that? That came up a little bit earlier this morning. And the commander points out, how would you go after the seditious six? What section of law would you utilize to? And he says, there are laws that impact our nation. Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387, and I quote, whoever with the intent to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, morale, or discipline of the military naval forces could be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years. End of quote. So do what has to be done. And I think that'd be a great way to get it started. I think that, again, this constant undermining of the president and the commander-in-chief, because remember, this is the commander-in-chief. This is the you have to respect, you may not like the president, but you should respect the office. You should respect the commander-in-chief. And he says, we've got to get the bad people out of our country and fast. With the Biden administration and a rigged election did to the United States of America must never, ever be forgotten. And he's absolutely right about that. Big election day tomorrow, by the way, in Tennessee, in CD7. We'll have more about that tomorrow on the show. Trump over the weekend said that crooked Joe Biden, Mayorkas, and the so-called border czar Kamala Harris really screwed our country by letting anyone and everyone come in totally unchecked and unvetted. And he's absolutely right. Even Jen Psaki assured us, no, we're doing all the vetting that needs to be done. Don't you worry. Unless you're a National Guardsman in D.C. And then you should all be worried. Maybe they'll revisit the rules of engagement there. And look, this is done to not only kill guardsmen, but to provoke an incident, to provoke some kind of response or overreaction by the commander-in-chief and by maybe the guard themselves. Also, as to the president's authority to deport the family of the National Guards guardsman murderer and any other undesirable, the Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 212, says, quote, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate, end of quote. That was under the first ban of Muslims from certain terrorist nations, you might remember, in the first term. So, lots going on here, and we're coming up in just a second, we're going to take a look at the FDA, what they're recommending regarding the CCP virus jabs. I'm trying to get to the post here where he talks about the Biden auto pen, which is incredible, because he canceled all of that as well. So we'll get to that here in just a second. Oh, here it is. I found it right there on True Social. Any document signed by Sleepy Joe Biden with the auto pen, which was approximately 92% of them, is hereby terminated and of no further force or effect. The auto pen is not allowed to be used if approval is not specifically given by the President of the United States. The radical left lunatic circling Biden around the beautiful Resolute desk in the Oval Office took the presidency away from him. I am hereby canceling all executive orders and anything else that was not directly signed by Crooked Joe Biden because the people who operated the auto pen did so illegally. Joe Biden was not involved in the auto pen process, and if he says he was, he will be brought up on charges of perjury. Thank you for your attention to this matter. All right, there you have it. Very busy True Social posting over the weekend. Just incredible. My head was spinning just trying to keep up to it, trying to read it all. Just incredible. All right, coming up next, the FDA on something that we warned about, we told you about, and now they have confirmed you should not be jabbing your children with the CCP virus vaccine. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040.
That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing. And
so I know somebody that told me over the weekend they've already completed their Christmas shopping. I mean, God bless them. God love them. I can't do it. You know, I try to get it done early. I really do. I get very organized. I make my lists and everything else, and I just can't quite seem to get it done, either by Black Friday or by Cyber Monday. But, you know, we'll get it done soon, hopefully. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The morning backup towards Annapolis is in play now. It's the usual delay, I-97 southbound around Route 32 down to the bridge at 178. And again, some of the traffic this morning is fighting some bright sunshine if you're traveling south and east through the area. There are delays northbound 95 up in Elkton with a wreck northbound at the 109-mile marker, not too far from the Delaware line. Traffic is getting by to the right. The accident is still blocking the left-hand lane. 15 to 20 minute delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly sunny, chilly, mid-40s today. Overnight, low near 30. Tomorrow morning, we got snow, sleet, freezing rain, wintry mix, as we call it. Turns all into rain in the low 40s, so no really significant accumulations. But it could make a messy and a slippery morning rush hour. Right now, partly cloudy, 34 in Annapolis, 31 in Ellicott City. And, again, something that we have been warning about now for quite some time. And that is the CCP virus jab, which, of course, was not a vaccine, never was a vaccine, never intended to be a vaccine. And now I'm hearing that they're importing something called the Congo tick in Texas to study it here in Texas and how it might affect cattle. That is something called the Congo hemorrhagic fever, if I'm not mistaken. So why wouldn't we just study it there? Why bring it into the United States? But again, these are allegedly people smarter than I. Again, this is just a common sense approach, folks. Why would you bring deadly pathogens into the United States to study them when you can go there and study them? Okay? Maybe it's not safe because of the ongoing problems in the Congo, whatever the case may be, but that is the price you pay sometimes. We have soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and et cetera all over the globe that put themselves in harm's way. Anyway, there's this memo came out from the FDA. Healthy young children who faced tremendously low risk of death were coerced at the behest of the Biden administration to take the jab. And their parents, obviously, are the ones that did this. A top FDA official calling for introspection, humility, and transformation at the agency in an email obtained by the Daily Caller. Following a report that a career staff that the deaths of 10 children may be attributed to the CCP virus jab. The email from research director Vinay Prasad said at least 10 children have died because of receiving COVID-19 vaccination. For the first time, the U.S. FDA will acknowledge that COVID-19 vaccines have killed American children. healthy young children who face tremendously low risk of death were coerced at the behest of the Biden administration via school and work mandates to receive a vaccine that could result in death. In many cases, such mandates were harmful. It is difficult to read cases where kids aged 7 to 16 may be dead as a result of COVID vaccines. The finding and the fact that it would not have been uncovered without President Trump's appointee, FDA Commissioner Marty Makary, who has been a guest on this program at the helm, provokes important questions about the direction and culture of the agency. Makary wrote, "Why did it take until 2025 to perform this analysis and take necessary further actions? Deaths were reported between 21 and 24 and ignored for years. The report on suspected COVID vaccine deaths in children has not been released yet, an HHS spokesperson did not immediately respond to the Daily caller for a comment. This is a wake-up call to the country, to the nation. I know the president did everything he could to try with Operation Warp Speed, but you do not throw safety and caution to the wind. And based on the data that we knew at the time, there was no need to ever vaccinate a child. So many mistakes were made, so many deaths, and the question is, will anybody ever be held accountable for those mistakes? Coming up next, we'll take a look at a Baltimore teacher with fake pregnancy belly and fake breasts, causing alarm among parents. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or even this radio program. How about the birds chirping, the voices of your children and your grandchildren, your favorite song, any kind of audio? What we find out with as we get age, there is some hearing loss as we get older, and that hearing loss could have severe physical and mental ramifications. We now know that when you lose the ability to hear, it could accelerate dementia. That's why, no matter what your age, call Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team, they're gentle, they're empathetic, and they come up with a custom treatment plan for you with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for now over 40 years. With offices throughout the Baltimore Metro, call 410-944-3100. Tell them I told you to call, or online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a delayed homecoming for some Thanksgiving travelers, their plans disrupted by the snowstorm that caused flight delays and cancellations in parts of the Midwest, including Chicago, and now the Northeast, preparing for what could be its first significant snowfall of the season.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says some parts of the Great Lakes region were hit pretty hard by a weekend snowstorm.
We did have areas of Iowa and Illinois that saw over a foot of snow. In fact, we had one report of 15 inches near a place called Fort Dodge in Iowa.
Now another storm is expected to develop Monday across parts of the Ohio Valley and the Mid-South, then head to parts of the Northeast.
Plenty of snowfall occurring. It's going to be the first snowfall of the season for many of these areas.
But Orison says it looks like major cities will be avoiding any significant snowfall. I'm Donna Water.
Secretary of State Rubio says weekend talks on Ukraine, which included President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and top Ukrainian representatives, were productive.
But there's more work to be done. This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts. And obviously, there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation. And that will continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow. Although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side.
As the war drags on over the weekend, Kiev was hit again by the Russians. Police are appealing for witnesses of a deadly weekend shooting at a child's birthday party in Stockton, California, to come forward as they continue hunting for a suspect. Three youngsters ages 8, 9, and 14 were killed, along with a 21-year-old. Wall Street, Dow futures down 218 points. NASDAQ futures off 239. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now in war-torn Ukraine, elderly Jews like Maria face a brutal winter and a constant search for food. She's 85 years old and lives alone. Maria is nearly blind and suffers from a broken hip. She's a Holocaust survivor. Her father and her brother were murdered by the Nazis. Maria still lives in her childhood home. There's no indoor plumbing, no heat. It's bitter cold. And today, like yesterday, Maria barely has enough food to survive. Her hunger is unbearable. She prays for warmth, for food, for someone to help her. And this winter, as snow falls and the nights grow longer, her hope fades with every passing day. She feels forgotten and desperately needs our compassion. And that's why I am grateful, deeply grateful, for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, the fellowship and their supporters have been used by God to deliver boxes stuffed with nutritious food, cooking supplies, and other essentials to suffering and impoverished Jews like Maria. Support their great work at urgentifcj.org. That's urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have delays if you're heading north on I-95 and up to the Elkton area towards the Delaware line. Traffic is getting by to the right with an accident northbound at the 109-mile marker at Route 279. Right now, looks like they've taken away another lane, so the left and the center lane, so a couple of lanes getting by to the right, and there is a delay now in that area. The normal delays on the Beltway were still up around 15 to 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. And heads up now, there is a new wreck on Route 32 at Route 99 in Howard County. That's just north of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy to start with a wintry mix developing late, lows falling to near 30. We'll start things off with a snow, sleet, and rain mix early Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, a meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in Edgemere and 36 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police broke up an illegal car rally early Sunday after drivers were seen doing high-speed donuts at East Preston and Guilford Avenue. Video from the neighborhood shows several cars spinning in the intersection and what appears to be a firework tossed into the crowd. Officers responded around 1:28 a.m. and quickly cleared the area. Two men were taken into custody, though police have not said why or whether charges will follow. And according to Safewise.com, Charm City is now number 5 in porch piracy. Baltimore's already known as the fourth most dangerous city in the country, but now a resident in Federal Hill says that property crime here in this neighborhood is probably the number one factor. And a mother is seeking justice after a suspicious house fire in Washington County took the life of her daughter. Four people are facing murder, arson, and other related charges. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 686, the pick 4, 4458. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12. A new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And so now here we are. We're 6-6 with 5 games to go as the Ravens prepare for their most important game of the year. A leg up in the AFC North is what's at stake, as unlikely as that scenario seemed in mid-October. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says it's still all there for the Ravens taking.
Everything we want to accomplish is still in front of us, and we'll go to work on the next game. Every game stands alone.
It'll be the battle for sole possession, and it starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Steelers beaten by the Bills yesterday, 27-6 in Pittsburgh. That's what set it up. The Steeler defense allowing a record 249 yards rushing to an opponent at home. Elsewhere, the league's topsy-turvy nature continued in Carolina.
On this crucial fourth down, Young, McMillan, got it! Touchdown, Panthers lead!
Andrew Catalan had the call on Fox. Bryce Young looked like old Lamar yesterday, throwing for three touchdowns with no picks. Carolina upsetting L.A. 31-28 was the final, snapping the Rams' six-game winning streak. And last night, the Commanders denied in overtime.
Washington for the win. Mariota has it rejected by Bonino, and Denver has won nine in a row.
Nick Bonino with the pass deflection, Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Broncos beat the Commanders 27-26, Denver now 10-2. The Commanders fall to 3-9. And finally, this report released by U.S. News & World Report, 25% of sports bettors have been unable to pay a bill because of their wagering habits. The cause? The ease of betting on a sportsbook app means gamblers can quickly accumulate losses without immediately realizing the damage done to their bank accounts. Coming up in 30 minutes, something that Orioles manager Craig Albernez has done that no manager has done before. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome. We've touched a lot of ground here this morning. The guardsmen attack in D.C. One murdered, one struggling to stay alive, and the no vetting. What happens next? The deporting of them all. The pause in immigration the president has decided to do. We also talked about Venezuela. They're closing the airspace over Venezuela. And the Biden auto pen, that and much, much more. If you want to join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us. Again, we don't have email because the internet's down, but we do have the app that you can use to text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. In yet another shocking example of radical leftist ideology infiltrating our public schools, a non-binary Baltimore High School English teacher has come under intense fire for sharing explicit kink-related content on social media, including videos where he role-plays as a pregnant woman with enormous prosthetic breasts. James Roman Stilipek, 50 years of age, who goes by Jay Aris online and teaches ninth grade students at Reach Partnership School, being blasted by parents, groups, and others for flaunting his fetishes publicly, raising serious questions about his fitness to be around impressionable teens. Stilipek is a former U.S. Navy veteran with 36 triple Ds. He calls his implants, air quotes, Hooters, regularly posts bizarre videos on platforms like TikTok, Instagram, X, and YouTube. By the way, if you want to follow and read the story, you can go to my Facebook page where it's posted. I put it up yesterday. But, yeah, you can see it. TikTok, Instagram, X, YouTube. In one compilation shared by outraged citizens, he dons a fake pregnancy belly and cradles it tenderly using hashtags like hashtag Jay and the Twins. Another clip shows him strutting with a $400 36M breastplate prosthetic, similar to that. Remember that Canadian teacher, Kayla Lemieux, who wore oversized fake boobs in class, amplifying his already enhanced chest for what appeared to be a fetishistic role play as a woman? While Stilifec doesn't seem to wear the prosthetics in school, at least not yet, one profile photo shows him in a low-cut shirt exposing cleavage next to a classroom bulletin board, blurring the lines between his personal kinks and fetishes and his professional life. Outraged TikTok users confronting him in a heated video conference, accusing him of roping in the public to participate in their fetish, a charge he denied, while demanding to be fired to protect students. One participant said, "This is not appropriate for someone educating our children." Stilipek's online presence goes even darker. His YouTube channel features him gaming in cleavage-revealing outfits. He's authored extreme BDSM fantasy novels like Total Slave, Master Mark, and Angels Continuing Enslavement under his alias, according to the New York Post. Formerly married to a woman, Stilipek has discussed brief hormonal therapy in a YouTube video, but he says he does not want additional surgery or treatments. Neither the School Reach Partnership, Baltimore City Public Schools, nor the PTA have responded to the uproar, leaving parents furious about the lack of oversight in taxpayer-funded education in good old here Baltimore, Maryland, where we have men with frank pregnancy bellies and oversized boobs teaching our children. Your thoughts are welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 813 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The accident scene in Howard County has some injuries, and the report right now is the intersection at Route 32 and Route 99 blocked off completely. So anybody north and south coming down from Sykesville, you're coming up from West Friendship on Route 32, or you're on Route 99, you'll have the local authorities directing traffic in and around that area. 95 northbound headed up to Elkton and the Delaware line. That's still slow from an accident at the 109 mile marker on the northbound side. We're still looking at the heavy traffic and delays, still pushing a lot of traffic south into both the harbor tunnels. And right now we're looking at the normal delays in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly sunny and chilly. High will be in the mid-40s tonight, down to about 30 for the low. And then tomorrow it's going to get interesting in that a wintry mix is expected. Snow, sleet, and, of course, freezing rain. All part of the forecast for morning rush hour. So that is going to be messy, to say the least. It all changes over to all rain tomorrow with low 40s, the expected high. And right now, cloudy, 32 in Forest Hill, 33 in Severn. And time once again from the home of the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time once again for America's 250th birthday celebration.
Thank you.
All right, it was on this day in 1779, George Washington established his winter quarters at Morristown, and that is something that, of course, our General George Washington at the time. On this day in 1862, Abraham Lincoln delivered the State of the Union Address. It was in 1959 that Antarctica was made a military-free continent. Ford's assembly line started rolling in 1913, but the big highlight today, it was in 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama, December 1. Rosa Parks is jailed for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man, a violation of the city's racial segregation laws. The successful Montgomery bus boycott, as you might recall, organized by a young Baptist minister named Martin Luther King Jr., followed that act of defiance by then civil rights icon Rosa Parks, who on this day, December 1, 1955, was jailed for refusing to give up her seat on the bus. And that is a look at our America 250 birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. I'm just, again, you look and read that story. It's just the level of moral depravity and mental illness that is on display. And look, there are a lot of really good teachers. There are a lot of inspiring, motivational teachers, guidance counselors, administrators. And to those, I feel sorry because people like this Stilipek character is prancing around in a fake pregnant belly with oversized fake boobs, you know, fantasizing about whatever deviant acts that he would like to commit. You don't want anybody like that. Look, they're mentally ill. And you don't want people that are around impressionable young children, especially their teen years when the hormones are raging and so on and so forth. You know, can't we do better? Can't we find better? This guy, if that's what he wants to do, let him do whatever he wants to do in his, the confines of his own home. But around children, now again, I do not know, and it'd be interesting if anybody has a child that goes to Reach Partnership High School in Baltimore City, if anybody has any actual knowledge of whether it's another teacher, member of the faculty, or a parent, or parents' groups, if they have any knowledge of him doing this while in class, number one, or number two, while in school, but not in class. Would love to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You know, Tim Kyle, just an incredible, contractor as far as when it comes to electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it, the best in the business. And they expanded into heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And it's been a little chilly the last week or so, if you haven't noticed by now. And if that heat's not working properly, or if it's not coming on when it should, or if you're struggling, another thing I noticed is that my heat was working, but my bill wasn't. You know, I got the bill and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Normally I get a bill for about, in the wintertime, maybe $325, somewhere in that vicinity. I was getting bills of $500. And there's something right here. To call them, come out. Apparently there was a switch on the heat pump that was stuck in one position and it was just constantly forcing the auxiliary heat to come on. So once I got that fixed, and once we got everything checked and got the air filters changed and the whole nine yards, now my bills are much more affordable. Although they're going up. here in November, and they're going up higher than they are in some of the other states that have data centers. You want to make sure your heat pump, your furnace is working properly at all times. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. Tell him I told you to call, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com. By the way, right now we have a pair of tickets for you to give away today to go see the Christmas at Krug Open House. The event is this Friday, December 6th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the location will be J. Krug & Son, 415 West Saratoga Street in Baltimore. 215 years of continuous business, oldest ironworks in the U.S. It says here Friday. Isn't Saturday the 6th? I think Saturday is the 6th, so we'll confirm that for you. But it's either Friday or Saturday. I'll get the date for you here in just a second. Look, children under 12 are free, rather. They have blacksmithing demonstrations, historic tool and machine displays, building archive tours, newly restored room, refreshments. They got a gift shop. So join Krug & Son for annual Christmas at Krug Open House. You can go right now for free. Pair of tickets, 410-922-6680. First caller, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll be the winner. And again, congratulations to them. 215 years of continuous business in Baltimore. It's almost as many years as Chuck's been in business doing his barter network. So just amazing. Get yourself the Christmas spirit. I love going to see the Christmas gardens. By the way, who's got the best Christmas garden in all of Baltimore? I'm just curious. We're having this debate over the weekend at the Thanksgiving table, and I don't want to basically ruin it with some of our suggestions, but I'm just curious if you have a suggestion. Where do you go for the best Christmas garden, and who do you think has got the best in town? I have some ideas I'll share with you a little bit later on in the program. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And periodically, we're also going to be giving you our naughty or nice list, and these are naughty or nice department stores or places of business that do not celebrate Christmas or do not say Merry Christmas, but instead give you the more generic Happy Holidays. We'll give you some of that coming up in just a second. It's 8:23, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All the normal delays on the Beltway, still pretty much in the same areas now. The Parkville side through Pikesville, Greenspring, JFX, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. Even the JFX, everybody's back to work, back to school today, so that means the inbound side is busy from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. And we've still been in the area pretty much all morning long, 15 to 20-minute delays with heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Baltimore County said they're looking into an accident report now on 795 around Owings Mills Boulevard. We'll wait for an update from them. In the meantime, two different accidents along Howard County this morning, Route 32 at Route 99, that's just north of I-70, that may be blocked, and also a wreck now at Route 32 and the ramp area at Route 29. 95 northbound was a little bit slow from an earlier accident scene up around the 109-mile marker just before the Delaware line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly, high, mid-40s, overnight low near 30. Wintry mix will move in. Tuesday morning starts snow, sleet, freezing rain, turning to all rain, low 40s for the high. And right now we're cloudy, 34 in Middle River. And it's, again, a little chilly here to start the day. And it is 33 in Bel Air. So, again, we'll see what happens tomorrow morning. That's going to be very, very interesting, to say the least. All right, take 25 minutes after the hour. Periodically, we're going to be calling out both the good and the bad. The naughty or nice list, as put together by, this is the naughty or nice retail list, and this is something we put together repeatedly over the years. And so I'll be listening here to the show as we start to make sure that you know which stores are on the naughty list, which are on the nice list. And by the way, over 70% of respondents to recent surveys say they prefer the greeting of Merry Christmas over Happy Holidays by retail stores, because we know the reason for the season, And it is, by the way, holiday is a combined word meaning holy day. Why is it holy? Because it's the birth of Christ. That's where the term Christmas comes from. So you can try to pretend that you're trying to be non-offensive or politically correct or woke or whatever the case may be. But we all know the reason why you're doing it. And that's to avoid that being said. So give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And back to this individual. Look, whatever you want to do in the confines of your own home, in your own private life, in your own private time, that's what makes America great. But unfortunately, there are a bunch of perverts, deviants, miscreants at all. That somehow, you know, subjugate or infiltrate into the education system. And I think that's the last place we want to make sure that people are not getting access to children, especially the pedophiles, the predators, the pervs out there, especially our young children, K through 5, and then in grade school and middle school. High school is equally as important because that's when the hormones are raging. There are a lot of kids that are impressionable, et cetera. And that's the reason why we want to make sure that people like this Stillipek character at Reach Partnership High School is not gaining access to the children. You want to do it on your own time? Fine. If you're a drag queen and you perform at a local bar, whatever, fine. You don't belong in a children's library reading books to children. You don't belong in the classroom reading books or coming in on whatever day, professional day or whatever it is. Someone told me that. A parent told me that a drag queen was invited to come in on show and tell or something like that. Not locally, but in another state that I know somebody that had told me that. They were just aghast. Parents were like, nothing went home with the parents. No kind of notification from the school. They just try to sneak it in there because they know you're not going to like it. They know it's going to cause controversy, but they do it anyway. It's blatant in your face. Recruitment and grooming, which is going on 24/7 in many of our public schools. You know, Baltimore City public schools have enough trouble as it is educating children without trying to distort them and manipulate and brainwash them with their perversion du jour. So just keep that in mind. It's Reach Partnership High School. Parents, if you get any wind of anything untoward there, you'll be sure to let us know. All right? Very good. Mark Guinan is our winner today. So way to go, Mark. He's going to go see the wonderful Christmas display at Krug & Sons, which I believe is this Saturday from 11 to 2. We'll confirm that date for you in just a moment. You know, a couple of years ago, my wife had a 99 Ford Windstar van. It was what we had, a minivan, when we gave up the sedan and we had children. We had to transport the children all to and from school and practices and things of that nature. And the transmission went up. And at that time, that was 2005, I guess. At that time, it was about $2,000 for the transmission. The dealership wanted like double that, okay? $4,000. And that's why you want to go to places like Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmission, because they're the best. They've joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies are in the business for over half a century, and they've teamed up now. So whether it's new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured, tranny, for hundreds less than the dealers, look to Glen Burnie or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Courteous, professional, expert service. Both companies offer free area towing. Financing available. Call Glen Burnie, 410-766-8500, or Jim Jennings at 410-866-6700. That's, 686-6700. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. President Trump says he will be in Baltimore December 13th for the annual Army-Navy football game at M&T Bank Stadium. He announced the visit during a Thanksgiving call to service members, days after renewed attention on his past criticism of Baltimore's crime rate. Police broke up an illegal car rally early Sunday after drivers were seen doing high-speed donuts at East Preston and Guilford Avenue. Video from the neighborhood shows several cars spinning in the intersection and what appears to be a firework tossed into the crowd. Officers responded around 1:28 a.m. and quickly cleared the area. Two men were taken into custody, though police have not said why or whether charges will follow. According to SafeWise.com,
Charm City is now number 5 in porch piracy. Baltimore's already known as the 4th most dangerous city in the country, but now a resident in Federal Hill says that property crime here in this neighborhood is probably the number one factor. Another resident added, if you're looking for a package in this neighborhood, this is a good spot. And a man died Saturday after Baltimore County Police found him trapped beneath his own vehicle at Penny Lane and Smith Avenue. Officers arrived around 8 p.m. and emergency crews were able to free him, but he did not survive. Police later identified him as 64-year-old Stephen J. Frank. Investigators believe the incident was accidental, and the department's crash team is reviewing what happened. And a garage fire broke out Saturday afternoon on Woodridge Lane in Eldersburg, destroying two cars and drawing fire crews from Carroll, Howard, and Baltimore counties. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so whatever was there on 795 15 minutes ago has corrected itself, and we're back in business there. We're okay from Owings Mills Boulevard going down to the Beltway, and then, of course, picking up the heavy traffic on the Beltway anywhere from 795 going down all the way to Frederick Road before it gets better. So that's still pretty solid right through there. The inner loop of Green Spring a little bit slow, and the Parkville side still has some slowing. Actually, on both sides of the roadway, the inner loop is heavy from Hartford Road headed over towards Bel Air Road. The two accidents in Howard County, watch for those. Route 32 at Route 29, and they're still working on the wreck at Route 32 at Route 99. That's just north of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy to start with a wintry mix developing late, lows falling to near 30. We'll start things off with a snow, sleet, and rain mix early Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. Well, playing the blame game, that's what sports fans are wont to do, and certainly with merit after a loss like that to the Bengals, but not something for the Ravens players to do, at least not publicly. Here's Kyle Hamilton on the night Lamar had last Thursday against Cincinnati.
It's one of those days, you know, that you have, and defense had a lot of those days early in the year, and you know, we aren't pointing the finger at anybody. No, I'm not pointing the finger at Lamar. I'm not pointing the finger at whoever it may be, skill guys, O-line, whatever it may be.
Any way you look at it, though, and for whatever reason you want, Lamar is in a slump. Last three games, no touchdown passes, three picks, two fumbles, and has endured 9 sacks. Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Raven Ray Lewis now on the motivational speaking tour, as I'm sure you know. Here's a snippet of a recent speech given to high schoolers in Florida.
Coach Biskey looked at me and he said, "Why don't you play football?" And I said, "I don't have no money to play no football, man. It's impossible." He said, "Let me talk to your mama." I said, "Man, you cannot talk to my mama. We are broke," and she pissed off. I walked him to my mother, and as he walked in the door, I ran out the door. I was like, "Mom, I have nothing to do with this." Bissett came out of the door, and he said, "You playing football?" And then I...
And that led to 2 Super Bowl championships and, of course, a Hall of Fame career. Maryland State High School football playoffs coming down to the nitty-gritty with only 2 Baltimore area teams left. 4A, 3A, Mervo dominates Old Mill 42-7 last week to reach the state title game. Mustangs riding an 11-game winning streak. The 5th-ranked will play Sherwood of Montgomery County. Meanwhile, 2A, 1A, third-ranked Dunbar, a 32-16 winner over number 2 Elkton. They'll take on Henry Lackey out of Charles County for the state championship. Baseball news, Birds make a move, reportedly signing closer Ryan Helsley to a two-year deal. The 31-year-old is a two-time All-Star, 49 saves with the Cardinals back in 2024. Meanwhile, if there's anyone wondering about the baseball-playing career of new Orioles manager Craig Albernaz, it never really amounted to much. He never made it to the major leagues. Albernaz, however, will become the first Major League Baseball manager to hold this distinction.
Appearance for Albernaz since July 2nd. Pitch from Diamond, a swing, a fly ball, hit well, deep to left field. This has a chance. Didio to the ball. It's a grand slam on the first pitch for Albernaz. Can you believe it?
So the key words there was to the bull. And what that means is that when Albernaz was a member of the Durham Bulls baseball team back in the day, he will now become the first manager in MLB history to hit the iconic snorting bull at the Durham Bulls Stadium, made famous in the movie Bull Durham. You heard it here first on WCBM. On this day in sports history, take you back 71 years to the largest trade completed in MLB history, December 1, 1954, and it was between the Orioles and the Yankees. 17 players in all, the headliner being Don Larson, who 2 years later would make baseball history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, what is going on in Chicago?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Hey, did you hear that Mark Andrews got engaged?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, I should put my mic on, shouldn't I? Yeah, he did.
But apparently he had a friend hold the ring because he heard it drop.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. There had to be a catch. You can't.
Oh, a catch.
You can't have joy, can you? You just can't.
I'm happy for Mark.
I know you are. I know you are. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow after the show, by the way?
After the show?
Yeah, we're out of here, what, like 9 o'clock?
No, I'm here till usually 12.
Okay, well, what about that? Okay, maybe you can make an exception because here's what I want to do. You and I together tomorrow to the airport, a Southwest flight to Midway Airport. It's only about an hour.
Yeah.
And you gain an hour, right, because you're going from Giza.
Right.
Wiener Circle on the north side, 2522 North Clark Street, is giving away free hot dogs tomorrow.
Wow.
Because they beat the Eagles on Friday night.
Okay.
281 yards rushing.
Right.
And they said that if head coach Ben Johnson took off his shirt in the post game and led the cheer, they would do the free hot dogs. And that's exactly what Ben Johnson did. They are loving it in Chicago.
Question. Wouldn't it be more appropriate for him to take off his pants?
Ooh, okay. Good call. Well, I think if he did that, it would be BOGO. 2-for-1. Wouldn't it?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Sean, there's a flight at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
We're on it.
Hold
okay?
my seat. All right.
Hold your seat.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go.
I want to know.
I'm going to go for the wieners tomorrow.
I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will President Trump invite Governor Moore and Mayor BS?
We talked about that.
To the box.
Yeah, of course he will.
Or not. I mean, look, you meet with Mom Donnie. I'm sure he would.
Right.
Will the governor and the mayor, will they show up?
How can they not accept? If it's extended, which I'm sure it will be, how can they not accept?
Yeah.
You How do you not accept?
Yeah.
What do you think the conversation is going to be like in that box?
It could be a little chilly. not just the temperature.
And it won't. And right. And it only won't be served. It'll be chilly all the way around.
All right, Gary. Thanks.
I love it.
So you got a couple 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Good news. Our internet and computers have been restored, so you can email us and text us as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. We've covered a lot of ground here this morning regarding the National Guard attack, and we read the tweet, I think, was perhaps the greatest post in presidential history. Now, granted, there may not be many posts, but that one, to me, was an all-time great. Energy prices in Maryland have increased faster than in neighboring Virginia, according to an article in the Sun paper this morning. U.S. Energy Administration data shows that in July, the average monthly retail rate of electricity was nearly identical in both Maryland and Virginia 3 years ago, $14.22 in Maryland, $14.23 per kilowatt hour in Virginia. But 3 years later, in August of 2025, the data shows prices in Maryland spiked sharply to nearly 20 cents per kilowatt hour. Virginia, a more modest increase to 16 cents per kilowatt hour. The question is, why? Well, according to Adam Kane, Vice President of Growth Marketing, ElectricityRates.com, utility-driven distribution costs are to blame for Maryland's high energy prices. He says BG&E's multi-year rate plan has caused gas delivery rates to nearly triple since 2010. And he said the reason that the energy bills in Maryland are increasing at a larger rate than Virginia and surrounding states is because of significant infrastructure costs associated with the energy distribution charges. So, again, we'll wait and see. I'm not sure I'm buying all of that, but it might be part of the reason why some of it is you know, going up as well. Look, we import 40% of our energy from outside, and I think Virginia's worse. I think Virginia's like 60%, if I'm not mistaken. So you look at it, their rates should be much higher, and the question is, why aren't they? Why are the ratepayers of Maryland constantly getting screwed, okay, by everybody? By our elected officials, by the suppliers, by PJM, and now, of course, PSEG wants to put this power line through these three counties, disrupting people's lives, taking their land, because that's where it's headed. We've talked about this from day one. This is, and it's got eminent domain written all over it, and the governor, I stand with the people, Westmore, hasn't lifted a finger to help the people. Not a single finger has he lifted to pick up a phone and call a member of the PSC. He's done nothing. But I'm sure maybe if we get President Trump, we can just start an email campaign, get President Trump at the Army Navy game to say, hey, lay off the backs of Marylanders with these high exorbitant energy costs, and do them all a favor, because we're going into holiday shopping period. Okay, we need that money. Day 43, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Who is this?
Oh, he's back. He is back. You were here in voice only.
Yes,
but we didn't get that magnanimous personality along with it.
No, I couldn't help it. They took the wires down. I told you about the wreck out there. This one, that was a hell of a wreck.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Three all over the place, and it knocked out the internet and did everything else. And through the miracle of radio, here we are.
Thank goodness.
Nice to be back.
It's nice to have you back, even for just a couple of breaks.
That's all right. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm sure your ears were burning.
Oh, my Lord, I didn't even want to think about it. I couldn't even wear my headphones for crying out loud. I'm looking at this camera here, Route 32 and I-70. This big wreck up at Route 32 and Route 99 had injuries, had road blockage, and I'm still looking at the traffic here. And both lanes on 32 are basically sitting still. The word they're telling us right now is the northbound lanes are still blocked. Southbound was open, but it's a big problem right here at the ramp between I-70 and Route 99 on that section of Route 32. City police with a couple of late accidents. Oh, what the hell is that? Orleans Street at Broadway, and then also at Dr. King at Franklin Street. I'm not even sure what that was. The Beltway still has some slowing. JFX is much better. Both the tunnels starting to settle down and clear out now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly today, mid-40s for the expected high, overnight low near 30, wintry mix moving in tomorrow morning. Snow, sleet, freezing rain turns to all rain in the low 40s by tomorrow. So it's going to be an interesting rush hour, to say the least. Right now, windy 37 in Stevensville, and it's cloudy at 34 in Middle River. And time, once again, for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
I feel good. Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. To ride off Reisterstown Road in Owingsville for all your appliance needs. A 15-year-old athlete in Long Beach, California, walked out of the hospital this week after suffering a paralyzing spinal injury. Apparently, Alessandro Apuzzo, Woodrow Wilson High School, nearly lost his ability to walk when he severely injured his spine by diving headfirst into a sandbar. But this past Wednesday, after 4 months of therapy at Miller Children's and Women's Hospital, he walked out to thunderous applause from family and friends. He said, "To see all the people who supported me, it's awesome. It just really makes me happy." His father says his recovery in the last month has been absolutely crazy. It has been an amazing, in fact, some might even call it a miracle. And yes, indeed, miracles do happen. You just have to make sure that the power of prayer is with you at all times. And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Kim Clayson coming up live at 9 right here on WCBM. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early again, hopefully with full, apparently that accident knocked everything out here in the area. Internet-wise. Got some folks who have texted into the program here this morning, and this is James. He says, "I missed the post in regards to the National Guard shooting. What was it, please?" Well, the post I was mentioning was the man in fake pregnancy belly and fake boobs. It was at Reach Partnership High School in Maryland. Oh, you're talking about the Trump post. Okay. Let me see if I can find that again. It's a pretty lengthy one. If I have time, I'll repeat it. I'll repeat it at the end of the show. That's what we'll do. All right, and this is another folks. Hey, Sean, I can only listen on the app, and that's messed up too. Well, that should be back. I have been getting text messages throughout. I think the app may have, because the streaming was down. All right, that's the reason why the app was messed up. So we apologize, but it was beyond our control. There was an accident or something happened right here at the intersection. And that took everything down, power lines down, the internet was down, the whole nine yards. So they finally just got that up and running just about 5 minutes ago. So we apologize for any inconvenience there. That is a was a big problem. And, it certainly made things a little difficult for us here, of course. So thanks to Kristen and Chuck and Maggie and Gary. They did yeoman's work. They did a great, bang-up job on all of that. Let's see if we have some other emails here we can share with you this morning. Marty says the worst part is that Virginia will get the power. Marylanders will get the bill. That's it in a nutshell. It's well said, Marty. That is exactly what's going to happen. Virginia will get the power for its data centers, and we're going to end up footing the bill. And just the ratepayers get screwed footing the bill, but it's the landowners and the property owners and some of these other areas in northern Baltimore County, Frederick, Carroll counties. They're the ones that are going to lose their land as a result of this power grab by those multinational corporations and the globalists that want these data centers for AI or whatever the case may be. I just think there's way too much data that's being stored. I mean, I think there should be some kind of law that data gets automatically deleted every like 90 days or something. Or you should have that option that you want your data scrubbed. If they've collected your data, then you should be absolutely scrubbed. Marty says also, as of August 25, there was approximately 2.3 million immigrants with formal asylum applications waiting for a hearing or decision in U.S. courts. Yeah, I mean, that put an incredible overwhelmed the system. How do you properly vet over 2 million people? You don't. That's the answer. You don't. And they knew that when they let these individuals in the country and they weren't properly vetted. All right. We'll get some of your thoughts on that as well. Again, Dr. Melissa Segev, an audiology associate. It was a couple years ago. My wife was having some issues with tinnitus. And we went and saw the folks at Audiology and the Timonium location. And met with wonderful audiologists there. And a very friendly, very... again, accommodating, gave her a hearing test, found out there was a minor hearing loss in one ear, nothing major. I just know that when we go to concerts and shows, she's got to wear a little earplugs to make sure she hangs on to as much hearing as she can. That's a good idea for both of us, to tell you the truth. But again, that's where that starts with that hearing test. You have to have a benchmark hearing test, and then the tinnitus did eventually dissipate, went away, thank goodness. But they were professional, they were compassionate, they were empathetic, and they were, above all, gentle. Dr. Melissa Segev and her entire staff at Audiology Associates will have a patient treatment plan that is with your 100% satisfaction guaranteed in mind. So they are the most trusted name in Maryland. They have been for over 40 years with offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call them 410-944-3100 or online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Mike and Dundalk, good morning.
Morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I'll talk about what I think contributed to the Ravens' loss.
Okay.
Everybody thought that they were kind of sleepy, kind of groggy.
Too much turkey? Tryptophan. All right. Too much turkey.
Turkey has tryptophan, more tryptophan than any other poultry. And, you know, it gets in the bloodstream, it gets to the pineal gland in the brain, which releases serotonin and melatonin.
But does it make you drop the ball, Mike? Does it make you fumble the ball?
It makes you sleepy.
All right. So if you're sleepy, you're groggy, you don't have your wits about you, you're not holding high and tight.
That's right. The game was at 8:30, and it was a third Thanksgiving Day. Do you think they're going to wait till 11, 12 o'clock at night to have Thanksgiving dinner? I think not.
All right, it's a good call, Mike. We'll run it by our sports meister, Gary Stein. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And just as he gets reestablished here this morning, we got a mess coming tomorrow morning for a rush hour. So, Chuck, we're going to welcome you back with a wintry mix.
That's what you think. Something went wrong with the line overnight. We'll see what happens. They're calling, you know, it's one of these things where the line is going to be right where it normally is, you know.
95.
Yeah, 95, and then points north and west, you know, could get socked. So, you know, we'll see. But we'll be ready either way. It looks like they're still working on this wreck at Route 32 and Route 99, just north of I-70. One report says all the lanes are open. One report said they were alternating traffic. The last time I looked was, about 15 minutes ago. We still had some backing on Route 32. I-70 is not affected at all, except for the ramp traffic there. Leftover slowing on the Beltway. Yeah, going to be around a while. Parkville side through Greensboro, especially on the west side. JFX is good. And right now, the lanes are open. We're doing fine at both the tunnels. I-97 was just a little bit slow. Some leftover stuff southbound near the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, chilly today in the mid-40s. How we know it's chilly? Because Kim is wearing a coat in studio. That's how. Overnight low near 30. Wintry mix moves in tomorrow morning. Snow, sleet, freezing rain. Oh, joy of joys. Low 40s tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy, 36 in Middle River, 36 in Saverna Park. Good morning. Welcome back from the holidays.
Good morning, Sean. You know what? I was actually here on Friday.
You were here on Friday. I heard you on Friday.
On Sunday.
Yes, and thank you for sitting in for me yesterday on Rescue Offline.
I learned a lot from Dr. Shapiro. We talked about some of my nasal issues.
Okay. Very good. It was a great show.
It was a great show. But no, I was going to mention this morning, it was already slick on the roads. You know, I go to the gym pretty early, and I was like, man, this is going to be a nightmare tomorrow. Right. I can only imagine what this wintry mix is going to look like.
Are you going to finagle an invitation into the Commander-in-Chief's box for the Army-Navy game?
Oh my gosh, I would love to. I have a friend that has a meeting with him tomorrow. I said, if you'd like to mention... That he still has his friend here in Baltimore. That'd be great.
Tell him to offer free beer and Westmore will show up.
Yeah, oh, then he'll, yeah. Especially if he gets to pour it. I mean, he loves that photo op. That's his favorite. That's his favorite. So, of course, we have lots to talk about today. A lot of senseless murders, crimes across the Baltimore region. One in particular, the Department of Transportation worker. Unfortunately, it seems that it was over a parking spot that he was fatally beaten. And so we're going to talk about this because, of course, it made a lot of traction on social media. But not only that, Sean, I noticed in the comment section, of course, you know, I had to say something, but I noticed that there were a lot of people with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Wes Moore. They have these individuals in their profile photos, and yet they're talking about the justice for this gentleman that was killed. And there's minors involved, right? There are people involved where you know that they're not going to get you know, any serious actions against them because, you know, they're under the age of 25 and all the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. And I said, you know, a lot of you, of course, I want to see justice for this family, but a lot of you voted for this. And it's bizarre to me that they don't seem to understand when you don't see the accountability. It's because of who you voted for. Why don't they connect the dots, Sean? I don't get it.
Because they're liberals. And they have a difficult time dealing with logic and reason and common sense. They you know, when you look at, there's such a disconnect that they will vote for a person with a D next to their name and still expect the crime to go down.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that, folks.
Yeah. No, I tell people all the time, like, you know, they're always like, well, you know, black people should vote Democrat. Well, the worst places to live in the country are predominantly black cities controlled by Democrats. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you vote for such a thing?
Blue cities, and in some cases, blue states. And
exactly.
When you look at where all the people are leaving, they're fleeing from New York and from California, from Illinois, right, and from here in Maryland as well.
Yep, going to Florida, another red state. So it's interesting. We'll
did you have a good vacation?
I did. We went to Great Wolf Lodge, so it's just me just sitting in a chair reading a book. Why Olivia's on every water slide imaginable.
Let me rephrase that. Did you have a good time on Olivia's vacation?
I know. That's what it's like. You know this, Sean. You're a parent. You're
yes.
It's just like you just sit around and watch.
That's right. It's just your time off. That's
exactly,
what it was.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we got lots to talk about.
All right. We'll be tuned in. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim. Always a great show planned for you here. So just incredible. Let me see if I can pull up that post again. Real fast, because the one on Truth Social that I read earlier this morning from President Trump, because it was one for the ages. Let me tell you, a lot of folks reacting to that post. And I said, I think it was the greatest post I've ever seen any president make or address and to what's really going on in the country right now. Don't have time for real all of it in. Because I got to find it again on Truth Social, but and if I don't, you know, then I certainly can see if we can repeat it tomorrow if you missed it. But all you have to do is go to Truth Social, and it's there for the president, and it's rather lengthy. Again, I don't know if I have time to find it, and I certainly don't have time to read it within a minute. So I'll do it again tomorrow here on the program so that you get a chance to hear it if you missed it. Or you can just get, here's what you do. You download the podcast. You can always get Casey and Company on demand, and it'll be up sometime after 10 o'clock this morning. We read it in our right after the 6:30 news. So I'll save you to some time. So if you want to go back and listen to the podcast, download it, get it on demand right after 6:30, Casey and Company. And you can hear the post in its entirety. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your emails and texts and everything else here this morning. Appreciate that. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, here at 6 a.m. on CBM. Want you to stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. And we'll be back with the latest on President Trump and the National Guardsmen. And will there be a Ukraine-Russia peace deal in the very near future? We shall see. It's 9 o'clock. Thanks. See you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.